to Monday. Veterans Day observed. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo making a run for us, and we're ready to go for a happy Veterans Day. You get to the double ups. You get your Veterans Day observed today, where the parade's going to happen and all the fun stuff. It's going to be
day off of school.
Yeah, a lot of people. The freeways were empty. It's going to be a, you know, sort of a half-ass holiday work day for everybody else. Just go in there and kind of look around going, well, sort of should get things done. But congratulations. And you get a whole bunch of freebies, too. Brady, you're doing your thing.
Yeah.
Right? Veterans will eat free at Brady's place. You get yourself free
whole
sandwich.
Pork sandwich and fries.
That's right. That's a beautiful thing.
Lunch, dinner.
Yeah. Both, right?
Yep.
And you could double up.
And both.
No one would know.
Both locations.
No one would know.
Absolutely.
Show up for lunch and then come back. You don't even have to put on a funny mustache or anything. Just show up again for dinner and just be a veteran. Take full advantage of this, veterans. Take full advantage of this. It's time that every time that those freebies are offered and stuff like that, don't be humble or weird. Just take advantage. It's great stuff. There's tons of restaurants out there. I know Dunkin' Donuts is handing stuff out. There's all sorts of things. So, veterans, thank you for your service. And also, go get your freebie. The least we could do. Go get it at Porkopolis today. Load up. And it's an all-day sucker. So you just show up once it opens. How many times can they show up? Do they have two lunches and two dinners, I wonder? Why not?
If they can get in.
Again,
yeah.
Nobody, I would go, yeah, and if you're really hungry, I guess, you want to take advantage. What do they have to show? A military ID?
Yeah.
Or some sort of a dog tags or something from their past? Old pictures? That would be good.
Photo album? That would be good,
hold
yeah.
Hold up a couple, especially Vietnam guys. Hold up an old photo album of scalps. And burning villages and stuff like that.
Wow,
that
is
an old veteran. I don't have my card, but here's a couple photos of me dropping a village.
Jeez,
he's being in the '70s, you know. He's pretty solid. That's good. I was watching TV yesterday and some veterans talking about, you know, old wars, and they always go back to like one World War II veteran that's still alive. There's like three left, like 150 years old. He was talking about the horrors of it all. And, you know, he's hanging around, but he's, you know, he's fine. He lived his life and everything else. Then they talk about World War I, which I didn't realize was 4 years long, and 9 million people died.
Yeah, it's massive.
Right. You look at the wars now, it's like there's something to the precision war, but 9 million people died in World War I in 4 years. That'd just be nonstop. Just throw something at that. Throw something at them, too. And it was soldiers and, I mean, just crushed everybody.
And then in World War II, Russia was the one
Russia
donated.
Millions and millions. Yeah. We look at D-Day. It's 50-something thousand.
I watched an hour and a half of the black and white D-Day, longest day.
Yeah. Oh. It's just shoot randomly into space and hope and hit anything. That was the old warfare. Like, hit anything. Those bombs, they used to drop out of planes and stuff. They just basically looked out of the bottom of the plane and shrugged their shoulders and pushed. I think that's it. Go. Just blow it up.
The paratroopers, the 101st and the 82nd down there, 5 miles off their...
They missed. Yeah, and half the time those guys would push like 30 of those bombs out of a plane and be like, nope, that wasn't it. No, it was a school or something. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Dead future krauts, I guess. That's no big deal to me. We got them. Just kill a bunch of the regular krauts who were still hanging around. We had enemies, man, and we took advantage of it. 9 million people in 4 years is an unbelievable number, especially considering they didn't have a whole lot of air stuff going on. That was all ground. You know, I mean, they had some planes, but they weren't dropping bombs yet from the planes of World War I. They were basically fighting each other up there, and it was all groundwork. That's incredible.
Well, and then the casualty list, that is surprising, is the from, you know... infections and recovering. Just but, brutal.
Yeah, because it gets your leg blown off and tape him up, get him back out there. Yeah, so veterans, I don't know what it is you guys have been through. I can't even pretend to imagine it, but watching some of that stuff, you're like, all right, well, tip of the cap to every single person who's ever volunteered to think about doing one of those things. So happy Veterans Day to everybody.
Technology is still, a lot better, but they'll get reports.
Yeah. Oh, it's worse. I mean, we've got a lot of unmentioned numbers that happened in the last couple wars we've thrown out there too. So there's been millions. It's just not on our side. It's blowing them up. So what are you gonna do? War. It's ugly. Wish it would be a better way, but we're too stupid to figure those things out. Absolutely too stupid to figure those things out. Erica was drunk at Ghost next to me. for a good portion of that show, which I still kind of am thinking about. We went to the Ghost concert on Saturday, interviewed Tobias. He is the man behind Ghost. He is the leader of the Ghost. Very interesting.
The exalted one.
Incredibly introspective. The interview, I think Larry's editing it. The interview is on, should be on our website soon, but it was really interesting. And also, I was there for, I guess, moral support of Larry. Larry is a huge fan of Ghost and got the interview and asked me if I was...
I don't know. Doing... He's a huge fan of Ghost.
He left... Or... Look, there's two things about Larry's life.
I don't know.
No, you're thinking from your brain. It's not Larry's brain, which is I'm outside. He's a huge fan of Ghost, but that does not... He's no... He's not a bigger fan of anything than he is of his house. So being out of his house,
if you
it doesn't
can't
matter.
Stay for the entire show of your favorite
band. It doesn't
band,
matter. Though. It doesn't matter. It's your house is your favorite band.
Okay.
His second favorite band is Ghost. His house is his favorite band. And he left about, I don't know, two-thirds of the way through, maybe a little sooner than that. But he left.
Anxiety.
Well, he'd had a long day with Tobias, the guy from Ghost. So we sat and chatted, and he just wanted to go home. That was it. I got him out to go to dinner first. I mean, this was a big outing for Larry. We went and had food first and then went to the show, and then he ran home, which I actually was sort of shocked that he went early.
I mean, come on.
But I felt bad because during he had three pages of questions for Tobias and everything, and I was there for moral support, and he stuffed a mic in front of my face and stuff, and then he started to talk, and the guy he's not short on any answer. His answers are very long, and it's very conversational.
That was interesting.
Very. So I started to kind of ask questions in and amongst like a conversation. Next thing you know, I've done the entire interview myself. And Larry's sitting with a clipboard of questions. And unfortunately, Tobias looks and he goes, "These are the types of interviews I like because it's very conversational, not like, you know, just a list of questions."
Larry's looking at his questions.
Put that down. Put that clipboard down. He told me that not in front of Larry. He told me that in the hallway. But it was still really cool. And Larry had a lot of great stuff. But it was interesting because he's an interesting guy. He's one of those people you meet and you're like, that's different than anyone else I've ever met. And then you go to the show, and he knows, Eric will back me up on this, he knows exactly where he is at all times. He's always aware of his surroundings.
Yeah, he might have abused the Phoenix.
Just, you know, there's one thing to call the audience Phoenix or Arizona. It's like, hello, Arizona, those things.
Get that pop.
But a lot of the times, it just shouting out, Phoenix, Arizona! In the middle of nowhere, like he has to do a legal ID or something like that. It was very...
What were we up to?
We
13?
Got up to like 23.
23?
Well, towards the last
Boy,
couple
I was
songs.
Drunk.
Yeah, the last couple... we were at 13 when we were still counting, just the basics. And then it just went... He went on an avalanche of saying the names of the town.
Reminding
the state,
him.
And, yeah.
And you.
Whether or not it was a reminder or just a crutch, he just went after the name. He was interesting. And here's a reaction
on all 23...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then it's working.
Yeah. Towards the end there, it was
they were like, oh, okay.
We're reacting out of habit. I don't think we want to react. Okay. And here's the other thing. People who are fans of Ghost or want to go to Ghost, there was one dude, you heard him, every time, Cardinal Kofia would start to do one of his little diatribes, he goes into these little speeches, some guy would just sit in the back and go, sing a song! You're at a Ghost show. He does that. Deal with it.
It's 3 hours of Ghost.
Yeah, and just turn and deal with the guy saying, hey, you're at a Ghost show. This is what a Ghost show is.
Trust me, I've been to some shows. He didn't talk too much.
No, he didn't. I've been to a lot of shows where guys talk a lot. He talks, but at least he's got some pattern. And some of it's funny. Like the thing he did when he introduces the band, he's got some funny stuff. Just shut up when you go to a Ghost show and the guy starts doing one of his speeches. Don't be the one dude that's saying, oh, get on with it. Go home. You're at the wrong band. This is what he does.
I guess if it was his first time or something. How many first timers you think?
Plenty, but
probably a lot.
Then someone else needs to turn and say, "Shut up, dude! This is a Ghost show. This is what you're at church.
This is what they do.
This is his church. This is how he does."
Well, I wouldn't imagine like if they're opening for somebody, they're gonna have much.
They don't
to talk
when they're opening. When they do open, they play. They do have a big moment in the middle where he starts to give a speech.
Yeah,
he does a speech every time. He doesn't introduce the band, which was, I thought, great.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, they're all seven of them in the band.
They're all named Ghoul.
They're all named Ghoul. And he goes through, he goes, tonight on lead guitar, a Ghoul. And then the crowd goes nuts, and you think that's it. And then he wanders over to the other guy on rhythm guitar. This guy, a Ghoul. And the crowd goes crazy. He walks up to the drummer. You
that
would have
been
seen
great if, like, Dave Grohl.
I was waiting for him to do that. Stephanie Davidson. He plays keyboards. But he did Agulhas. It was funny because you knew it was coming, and you knew it was going to have to go on through the whole band. Yeah, one guy's like, get out with it. Like, dude, you're the only one doing that. You're not speaking for us. This is fun. It's an interesting show. 2 hours, 40 minutes of Ghost. They played for 2:40.
And you're saying he really loves the Satan, huh? It's not an act.
He does love the
like
Satan.
Alice Cooper.
Right. He loves the Satan. Well, Alice Cooper, and most Satanism is an act, where they have the devil with the horns and the thing and this. Satanists, as Tobias is, believe that there was God, there was Lucifer. They were even up. Lucifer turned to God and said, I'm not sure you're doing this right. And he was cast away. And so he is a similar kind of deity to God.
He took majority at the time, majority of the angels.
Well, yeah, it was like a little vote. Like Cinema and McSally. Yeah. They had a big runoff, they had a count.
Machines had a problem.
Cast him away. And people are like, I think he might be the one that was on to something. The big bringer of light was Lucifer. So they don't look at it as the ways that the... Well, and that's what the church has done, is go, oh, if you believe in him, you believe in evil and awful and sacrifice. Well, that's what you guys were doing, too. But he's basically not the hell. He was cast down into a terrible place, and now he is the strongest person
there.
He
just digs his story.
The story's pretty cool. It's actually pretty... It's basically the first guy that turned and goes, really? To God. He's like, are you questioning me?
He was a rebel.
Like, I'm not so sure this is solid what you're up to. You're kind of arrogant. No, you think you might have a little ego on you?
Everybody likes a rebel.
Hey, if I break off, you want to go with me? Yeah.
Are you sure? Cool. And I think it was basically because they were even up. The first couple commandments are basically worship you and you alone. And we're not going to include rape and killing.
I don't even think they had commandments.
So. I know. That's what they were talking about. It.
Yeah.
And God demanded the first two were all about him. And I think he's like, well, I'm kind of in on this too. So. And then they got into a fight. Which is great. I mean, it makes the story even more silly. If God is omnipotent and omniscient, he should have seen this coming and never teamed up with the guy.
He moved out.
It's Ben and Jerry. If Jerry just decided to start to question Ben too much, and then they just have Ben, it would work out. But it was an interesting show and filled with I was told that I was told twice, wearing a white hat to a Ghost show. Is that bad? I don't even know what that means. And then the guy went, and he walked away.
Who said this?
Some guy in line for a drink. And I'm like, yeah. And he walks away. I'm like, well, that's interesting. Said I've got fashion advice from a guy who's currently wearing something. It looks like he's
white is good.
And then my friend AJ at the end, I ran into an old friend. He goes, I knew it was you. I saw you. And I'm like, who wears a white hat to a Ghost show? And I'm like, was there something on the ticket I didn't see?
Are there rules?
I don't know.
Yep.
I guess. Maybe.
I mean, normally at metal shows, people are in black.
Yeah, well,
but that's just normal gear.
Sure,
but I didn't know
in the '80s.
I guess I stood out like Glenn Close.
I didn't know it was like a uniform though.
I was like Glenn Close. I thought maybe he'd see me again. Yeah,
it was like Toby.
It was really interesting to see.
With you.
Oh, that's not Toby on stage. That's Cardinal Copia.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Toby's not on stage. He is. That's a different guy. There's the guy behind Ghost and Ghost.
Gotcha.
And then we went to the record store over there at Stinkweeds, and I thought, this could be interesting. Because you got the dude from Ghost, Cardinal Copia, and the winner, Ken. And they met over
Ken?
Ken. And we met over at Stinkweeds. I'm pretty sure his name was Ken. I ran into him at the show, too. He's the first person I saw at the show. And, you know, one of those moments where the rock star meets the fan, and you think the fan's going to be the one. Uh-uh. He wandered over to our winner, shook his hand, and then just started to tell him what music he likes and everything else. He was just so chatty. Like it worked out great. Because you know, most of those times
it's the other way around.
The other way around, where they've got a handler standing next to him, and the guy's allowed to ask a few questions. They're kind of quiet. They can be cool, but this dude was like Ken left. He's well. It's been nice talking with you. You know, it's like okay. You want to go grab coffee at
very
the Dutch
clingy Tobias.
The Dutch Brothers is open if you'd like.
Sure,
no,
Cardinal.
No, if you'd like. Like, nah,
making a friend.
I got to hit your show later, and I got a lot in between. I got a kid. Understand that. I have children as well. Twins. Okay. Look, I got to go.
Did you ask him about that photo?
Yeah. Well, we asked him about his kids
and
stuff.
Him walking with his kids in the Papa Emeritus outfit?
He's like, everybody's very respectful of me, and I'm still a father. He goes, hey, you know, I'm a father and all this and that. It's an interesting interview. It is, I will say, it's not filled with sparks. But it is, it's interesting. Very. Of why he is what he is. Why he does what he does.
Did you come out of it saying, he's kind of a regular dude?
No.
Other way around.
But he's also, he's a regular guy, in that he's not over the top with anything. He's but, very humble, very quiet. I wouldn't say insecure, but not secure.
But the car is the character takes over on
character.
You know, like that's the second life.
Yeah, we learned a lot about why the character exists because of Sweden, and it reminded me of my grandparents. Look, in Sweden, if you're doing something well, your Swedish grandparents will quickly remind you that it's not that great.
And they you think it, you're all that, but really, no.
Well, there's a rule basically that the second you start to like have confidence or pride, it's fake and it will bring you down. And so they guard against anything other than like super humble to a point where it just like keeps you pushed back. And so he was very much that way. It's like I always wanted to be more than I am, but I couldn't say, hey, I feel like, you know, expressing myself. And everybody'd be like, you shouldn't, because that's very selfish of you. And so he became other things, and out came Papa Emeritus and Cardinal Copia and all that other stuff, because that's not him.
Is that because they want to keep everyone on
even?
Equal?
Yeah, yep. Everybody's evened up, especially in the rural sides. Well, in the big cities, they don't do it, but on the outskirts, they do. And my grandparents used to be that way a lot. They were straight out of there. So
look,
was,
you're
was
not special. You're just nobody like everyone
special.
Else.
Exactly. Nobody's special. And the second you start feeling special, you'll be told you're not special because that's just not the way you do things.
It is funny. And we're kind of the opposite here. We make every little cherub special.
Right. Yeah, well, all of our little children are amazing from birth. My God, she's so smart. And so, and I've seen some of you guys talking about your smart kids, and I meet your kids, and they're not smart. They're dumb. I met some super smart kids. I had a three-year-old.
Oh, it's paper.
I had a three-year-old tap me on the leg once and go, so what do you do? And I was like, this is the future of three-year-olds right here. This is it. And then other three-year-olds are looking at me going, Apple, boy, book bags. I'm like, all right, freaking weirdos. I've seen what they're... I told the kid, I was so engrossed in a conversation with a three-year-old at a baseball game, I pointed to him. His name was Houston. And I pointed to the scoreboard when Justin Upton was batting. It said, hometown, Houston, Texas. And I was embarrassed. I said, hey, buddy. Look up there. Your name's on the scoreboard. You got to find it. And he goes, I got to tell you something. I can't read. And I'm like, hey, I forgot you're three.
Nice comeback.
And I looked How about another beer?
I looked at his dad, and I'm like, what the hell is this thing? And he goes, he teaches a Sunday school class. We don't understand it. We don't know where it came from. And I'm like, this is the one that's special. Everyone else.
The prodigy.
Shut the f*** up. Your kids are dumb. Almost all of them. Your kids are dumb. Like 90% of them.
He's just so amazing. You know, we threw the ball once for the dog, and it went into the pantry. And he looked on the other side of the wall. That's smart.
Like, no, that's what the dog would have done had the kid not been chasing the dog's ball. The kid's dumb. It chases the ball. Let me introduce you to Houston, he wanted to know what I did for a living. I'm talking to a three. Well, I do radio. My eyebrows are like, what? What do you mean?
Is that right?
What do you do? He taps me on the leg, and I'm like, holy cow. Well, I work in radio. I do a show on radio. You enjoy that kind of work? No, he didn't say that, but that was a waste.
And you're trying to talk to him like he's a little kid.
Megan leaned over to me at one point, and she goes, you realize it's a full conversation now. And I'm like, he's good. I don't follow a lot of baseball, but what I do, and I'm like, oh, well, these aren't, three-year-olds don't do this. You don't say that. You've been talking for 18 months.
He's an old soul, as
Boy,
they say.
Boy, is he. I thought he was just an old man playing a trick on me. You're a tiny little old man, aren't you? Yeah, you got me.
That's where the reincarnation thing kind of comes up. You're like, this kid isn't real.
If I was ever
there's an old man in there.
If I was ever going to believe it would have been with little Houston. We live in Chicago. We're visiting here because my father's job. Good Christ, you're three. Quit it. You know, my dad works, too. I traveled a lot when I was a kid. We're relating.
It could swing the other way, also, in the reincarnation. The kid, you know, three-year-old kid thinks he's a dog when everything.
Well, he didn't think anything.
No, but I'm saying you got all sorts of, you got the really smart ones and the other ones that'll say.
Most of the time you've been reincarnated from a dumb, then, because most of the kids I met aren't smart.
Most of them are smart.
Yeah, most of them are dumb. Yeah, that kid got lucky. You got an Einstein brain, but that's it. I've met one that I'm like, wow, that's a really smart one. Most of the time, it's like, that's a pretty typical dumb three-year-old. They're not very bright. Almost all of them. And there shouldn't be yet. But that was weird. The kid was a sponge.
They live in a frog patch.
Yeah, well, I don't know how Kirby was at that point. I'm like, she's not doing real well in the brain department. She's got to step it up because the frog patch thing was... That was later, too. She still had her moments. She's come around. Now she's just a brute. You know, beat the crap out of everybody at school. I think that's good. I don't know. She's still dumb?
I don't know.
I haven't talked to her.
That's a great question.
She's probably right in the middle.
She's an average kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, see. That's good of Brady. I commend you for saying that. Instead of going, my child is the most special. She's got learning disabilities. That means dumb, by the way.
Her memory is very sharp.
Pretty solid. Well, comparatively.
She didn't have much to remember, Brady. She's 10.
Yeah.
I can think back to 2008.
It blows me away.
My memory's amazing, too. 10 years. She's got nothing to remember. Blows you away because you're losing yours while she's gaining life.
Yeah.
The more she lives,
need her to remember stuff
more impressive.
What does she remember that impresses you?
Just certain days and
like Tuesday.
you know, from years back. Oh no, it was on this day. It was pretty impressive.
Pretty good recall. That's good. Yeah, most of them are done, and that's okay because you know you're in the regular. There's very very few exceptional people. When somebody says, "Well, he's very smart. He's just got some learning disabilities." Like you just said, he's very smart, but he's dumb. The words learning, I'm disabled from learning, means kind of dumb. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong. We need to embrace the dumb more. And quit trying to pretend you're not dumb. Accept that you're kind of dumb. I got a lot of areas I borderline zero knowledge of math. I don't know how it works. I'm just completely, my brain is just off when it comes to math at a certain level. Algebra.
What?
That's another language to me.
Well, and there's no desire to dive into it.
Well, that too, but I mean, if I had to save my ass, if you had to teach me algebra to save my life, gun to my head to save my life, it would turn physical. I'd be halfway through an algebra problem, and I would go, I have to fight the guy with the gun. There's no possible way.
Kirby's starting to dive into that right now. Oh. They're doing the basics and...
Well, she's doing the fractions and the turnarounds, right?
And now they're doing
a couple
stuff.
X missing things.
Yes.
Yeah. Once you get into the real algebra where there's like four letters and a number, I'm like, that's pointless. My brain doesn't do it.
Yeah, I can help along pretty much on this.
Don't bother.
One more step.
Hire a tutor. And then...
on the way.
Yeah, good. Smart. Because you're going to just mess her up. My dad tried to help me because my dad reassigned...
You end up doing the answers.
Oh, my dad went to a base 12 system. Like, he retaught me an entire different way of math just because neither of us understood what I was trying to do. This is dumb. And because he didn't understand, he's like, you need to go base 12. I'm like, that's not what they're doing in school. Base 12 is the smartest thing in the future America will go to. I'm like, I don't even know what you're saying. And then he started to say that sixes were the middle, and I didn't get any of it. I just failed. I just went to
F. It gets hard because a lot of times you know the answer.
Yeah.
And it's like, well... Here's the answer. Yeah. No, but they want you to explain how you got there.
I have no idea. I went to the back of the book. I actually wrote that on one of my algebra tests. Went to back of book. Show your work. No work. Answers are in back of book. I have no idea how this works. I need help. And then they just give me an F and I'd move on. My report card was all A's and then a D minus in algebra because they thought something must be wrong with them right now. It was an F. They gave me a break. I was terrible at it. But yeah, I'm dumb. And there's nothing wrong with admitting that. Stop saying things are smart when they're not. I'm not learning disabled when it comes to algebra. I'm stupid. I'm dumb.
My mom started to help my daughter with math. I'm watching. And she pulls out a calculator. I'm like, what are you doing?
I can't do that. It doesn't count.
Well, I got to figure out how to get there.
Computer's doing the work. You know, that's the same to me as when people have conversations using their phone as bullet points. It's the same as when teachers are like, you can't use a calculator to do math. It's cheating. It's the same thing in a conversation when somebody looks at their phone and gets information and then starts to tell you what they just read is their own. I'm like, well, that's show your work. That's you just read that just now. Well, I had no argument, so I wanted to go to my hand brain.
Everyone goes to their notes.
Yeah, it's like,
just general conversation.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. In general conversations, there's nothing wrong. We're so afraid to just look and go, I don't know what you're talking about. I got no opinion on this. I'm dumb. We have to have an opinion. So you go to the phone real quick and you look something up and then you quietly bring it back up later like you knew this. He's very shallow. It's
you and Tobias do math together at all?
Tobias and I probably, I don't know if he's Swedish math disabled like I am, but I am, we did not have math conversations. He's interesting. He's an interesting guy. Unique.
He's enjoying the tour and,
Actually, that was something he's like, look, I make paninis. I don't remember. I think that's what he said, sandwiches. And he goes, people want a certain type of panini. And I deliver it. And he goes, it's repetition. I go out and I do what I put out as my art. I'm not going out to change that. I know what the audience wants.
More Satan.
Yeah, more Satan.
And Phoenix.
Satan. I always started to look into it afterwards. Every single song is for, you know, the dark ruler. All of them. Like, he's got that love song, He Is.
Yeah.
It's for the Netherlands. It's for Satan. It's funny.
He's spreading the word.
Yeah, and it's more beautiful, and it's actually pretty well done. Like, well, that's nice. It's a nice point. Better than that Christian rock, which is essentially what that is. Satan music is Christian rock, because, you know, if it wasn't for them, there would be no Satan. You know, they're the ones talking about him all the time. It's 6:10. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? A Veterans Day wake-up song. A good one! Notice Brett Vesley ran out here thinking we were going to send him out to some veteran's house.
He did. That was fast.
We used to do that all the time, but he ran away. Give us a wake-up song, 585-9800, and we'll put it in there for you and scream it together. It's 98 KUP. Wake up!
Don't kid yourself, Jimmy. If a cow ever got the chance, he'd eat you and everyone you care about.
I've had green pus, yellow pus, brown pus, pus mixed with blood.
So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
There you go. That's another thing that Tobias from Ghost was talking about. We you know, were asked, like, you know, guilty pleasures and things like that. What are you up to? It kind of might shock people. And he said, going to YouTube, and I like to watch blackheads pop.
Being popped.
I'm like, oh, you're a pimple popper guy. And we went on for a long time about the pussy nature of pimples that are exploding off of bodies on YouTube.
Wow,
and television.
He's your new best friend.
That's what I said. I'm like, dude, I think we're close. We're close, you and I. He's not a dog fan. He was bit in the face by a dog when he was young, so he's not a dog guy. I'm like, well, I was going to invite you over to the house, but now there's six dogs there. It's not going to happen. It's exactly the same way Larry feels about women. One bit him in the face, and he doesn't want to be around them that much. He's an interesting guy. Veterans are firing over to me all this stuff. He's like, dude, freebies all day. And thanks to Brady. They say, thank you, Brady. Porkopolis, free stuff from Porkopolis today. If you roll on over there, you get some stuff. Also, the Phoenix Zoo. Take your family, kids, Veterans Day, roll on over there. Free admission to Phoenix Zoo today. Valid military ID, that's all you got to do. Arizona State and National Parks, the parks are open. You can get yourself a haircut at Sports Clips, free. Dunkin' Donuts, Red Robin, Applebee's, Chili's, Phoenix Ale Brewery, Central Phoenix, Quick Trip, Twin Peaks, On the Border, so many others. Alamo Draft House does movies. Veterans are getting a day, and I would hit them all. I get a haircut, go to the zoo, grab a movie, get lunch, get dinner at a couple of places, maybe some donuts, and then crash State Park for a little while. I don't know.
Nice.
Take it all. I forgot they were doing the parade today. They got the barricades all set up over by my house and stuff, so it's all ready to go. Veterans are ready.
Nice, cool day, 69.
Perfect day for this type of stuff. And honor the veterans, it's a nice thing to do. And thanks to everybody. Friday couldn't have gone better for our KUP deployment. That is a beast of an event there. And all the people that came by and dropped off and helped out and volunteered and everything else.
The packaging system was amazing.
Extremely efficient.
But there's no way this is going to be done by 3 o'clock.
No, we thought we'd have after the show to go out there and continue. I had mapped out a lot of my day to go. I'm going to go down and help out packing. They were done by 9:30. Packed up over 1,000 full boxes, and we've got a bunch of stuff that's kind of, you know, the things that we got extra. Like, we have a load of toothpaste and toothbrush stuff, so we got more than there are troops. And then we were just a little shy of the 1,300 for razors. Razors are expensive, so we didn't, you know. So we got up to, I think, close to like 1,000 boxes of everything that we were asking for went in the box. And then we're going to take the rest over to the veterans' place and let them divvy out how they feel, you know, for the boxes that go out. But when we said we were short a little bit on socks a couple weeks ago, boom, 3 times the amount of socks than you could ever imagine. So that's huge. So it was such a big event.
They got it done so efficient and allowed me to go out to the Schwab Cup that after, you know, to have lunch.
What's that?
I thought the Charles Schwab Cup.
Oh, did you go back to that nightmare?
I went out there Friday for like two hours.
Now, to backtrack, Brady made friends with a golfer no one's heard of and on Wednesday at the Pro-Am and carried the bags of a local businessman. Which I want you to go to the airport. See, that to me, we talked about it after you left, and I'm like, it's the equivalent of a contest where they're like, hey, come on down to the airport. We got celebrities. You can carry their bags around. And instead, you carry a businessman who's hanging out with the celebrities' bags around. So essentially, you're just a free bellhop.
Yep.
And that's what you were Wednesday, but you were friends with, and you got a bad golfer. Like, you got a bad name.
Yeah.
Bad name. Kenny Yamaguchi.
Well, he's a, rookie on the tour.
I don't care if he's a rookie. No one's heard of him. Yeah. He's not a rookie, Brady. It's the senior tour. He should have been
he's
something.
He's a rookie on the senior tour.
Right, which means he didn't do anything in the PGA to make anyone know who he is. He's an. If you're unknown on the senior tour, that means that you're trying again. You basically were nobody.
Or trying for the first time.
Well, that's pretty impressive.
Which is his case.
The PGA just passed you by.
Was it like a random thing? Was it a drawing, or how did it work?
Oh, they do a player party with because the people buy these pro-am spots. Companies or
so because you got you didn't buy your spot, they probably stuck you with the worst guy. Is that why?
No, it was the guys that put on the event. I mean, because
we automatically call him the worst guy.
Yeah. Well, I'm just
he ended up finishing. I'm just 23. It's the 36 top golfers. This is the final event.
Okay,
for the
right, and he's 36. Yeah.
But if you donated like 10 grand, you're probably getting to play with one of the big guys.
You it's all on the drawing.
Now you keep telling.
No, you're saying
that.
Now it is a drawing. You just said it was. From donations.
Yeah.
I'm confused. It's a drawing.
So they draw.
Yeah, there's
that's
a drawing party on Tuesday.
Okay. But they have hats for people who donated and people who didn't. And that's what they draw out of, right? And now to the people who will be carrying businessman's bags, the $5 or less donators.
I'm
Brady
just trying
Hogan.
To figure out how you got screwed. That's
yeah. All. Yeah, because you did. But you got in there with the golfers no one's heard of. Thursday, he crapped the bed. Right?
He
Kenny,
did.
Kenny Yamaguchi.
Yeah.
And then Friday, did
and
you follow him?
One under on Friday. And then he... I had a good run. I didn't follow all. I just looked at the end, and he finished 23rd or something.
And who won?
Vijay Singh put up a 10
under. He was there?
Course record.
That's a huge name.
Course record.
Man, you got Rob. But you went out there again Friday?
Yeah.
Followed your guy around?
2 hours.
Did you hear?
Nice lunch.
When you were screaming across the country club?
Hey, Kenny!
Did you hear, oh, great. He come already.
He tried to he looked away when I go when I yelled his name.
Yeah, oh, just to echo like we in a fight. Oh, you just echo like we speak a different language in a fight.
He's like, boy, did I hammer it on Thursday?
You guys look like you're fighting. I'll stand next to it.
Oh, he is not leaving. I thought to make a word uncomfortable. He's impenetrable.
I'll just hang out with you, Kenny.
So he just had a rough weekend. Your golfer stumped.
Yep.
Like we've been telling you the whole time. Did you get his autograph?
No.
You know why?
Worthless.
I don't like this Kenny situation. All those big names around. I'm still upset at you because you're the bigger name. You're the biggest name in that four. Even Dale Hellestray told you it was beneath him to carry some businessman's bag. And Dale is a lump who's trying to make his name back. It's ridiculous. And there you are.
It was humiliating.
It is humiliating, Brady.
And he went back for more.
And you went back Friday.
Anybody need a bagger?
I got turned down.
Did Friday, who'd you go with? Did you go with Brew?
Kurt Olson.
No, and you guys hung around? And...
Yeah.
Is it worth going to that?
I went out there for lunch.
No. Just somebody buying lunch. That's
free
lunch.
Clubhouse. Nice.
Not bad. We did it. All right. I'll give you that. It's a long haul for you on a Saturday or Friday afternoon.
Well, not from the station.
Sure. Anything to not go home. I understand.
Yeah.
I've been in that situation. I get it. Try to just find busy work all day long, hanging out with the boys. It makes sense. I went out yesterday. We went with Megan's old people clients, Paul and Fred. I love them to death. Fred's a veteran. So he had a freebie over there at the Talking Stick, which I've sworn off the Talking Stick because if they're flooding, I assumed that it's going to be a long time till the money started to flow. A Talking Stick, but I did get a little taste because a friend of mine, Jim, texted me and said his friend won $83,000 there the other day. And I'm like, I got the bug.
Maybe they are giving it out.
They're starting to hand up. Maybe they're trying to buy. Maybe they're trying to buy us back. So I went over there, and we had a nice little lunch there with Fred and Paula. And as we're going, Paula ordered a like a breakfast wrap kind of thing. It had eggs in it, and it was good. And she couldn't eat it all, so she put some in the middle, and I was taking some, and the waitress came over. I don't know her name. I should have gotten her name, but it was a very subtle, funny moment. And I said, "This is really good." I said, "I should have gotten that." And she goes, "Do you know what the secret is?" The waitress says, "She's giving me my Diet Coke." Very quiet. The timing was perfect. I'm like, "I don't know. What is it?" "It's made with sidewalk eggs." And I'm like, "God damn it!" You know,
they're the best.
Yeah, you Native Americans don't stop listening. So to whoever that was. That was a moment that is going to live with me for a while, because sidewalk eggs is funny by itself, but then when she said it, that's what was in there. And I had to try to explain that to Paul and Fred. That just doesn't add up at all. Doesn't make sense whatsoever.
That brunch over there is pretty solid.
Well, we went to, I don't remember. Well, it was a talking stick. It was the restaurant that served breakfast and lunch all day. It wasn't the buffet.
I'm just saying the one below that, it's a, they do a good job.
Some cafe. I've never been there. It's good. It was good enough. It's fine. But, yeah, I just
top sidewalk egg.
Walked out of there with a bunch of money, too, which is great. Figure that out. Talking stick bought me back. They know.
See?
They know.
Come on back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Evidently, they made their money back from the big month off. But I still don't trust it. Something strange going on down there. I don't know how it flooded either. I was looking around. I'm like, this didn't flood.
Oh, it did.
I know. But you know what I think happened is that basement flooded and all the air vents are on the ground. I think it just would have just blown up the air vents. They didn't have any air conditioning. It's strange.
It's strange. Yeah, I know. I try to play poker there and there's the air vents on the ground like blowing right up
ice,
your back.
Yeah. It is freezing, and I like being cold. It's like 33-degree air coming out of the ground. Like, okay, this is not good. What's going on down here? You guys are building a glacier underneath the building. Freezing. Sidewalk eggs, girl. You made my day yesterday. I thought that was hilarious. Speaking of making the day for somebody, next week, starting Monday, I don't know. I can't even grasp that I'm saying this. Thanksgiving week. It's Playdio. It's back. Local bands submit. There's a few slots left. I looked at Toledo's list of confirms, and it was over half on Friday. And he said, I got a load of them.
Any big names in there, John?
I didn't look at the names. I just saw the number where he had last written, which was like 18 or 19. Where are you at? You can probably get
20.
Okay, so we got 10 left. That's about right. 10 more can confirm. Emails are like, what do I do? You got a bunch of them. You just have to email dtoledo@98kupd.com. He'll give you all the info. Or... drop it off here at 1100 North 52nd Street with the band name, a little bio, and...
I'd do it today if you can.
Yeah, I agree. And a produced, finished copy of the song you want us to play.
That's the most important part. You can get the bio and all that stuff later, but get your track in. That's the only way to save your spot.
And go sign up downstairs.
And sign up. Yep. Yeah, you have to be here.
Yeah, and you just have to show up and drop it off. You cannot reserve a space to, oh, get it to you Friday. No, it has to be
tried that
the
once,
thing.
And everybody's like, well, I emailed you on Friday. No,
Yeah, just because you reach out and say, you know, and we respond, say, you know, I just told a guy this morning there's probably 10 spots left. Get it in today.
Yeah, drop it off, because this will be...
That's not guaranteeing you have a spot. No.
And the winner gets $1,500 cash and some time with Larry at Mind's Eye, who's a genius. He's a brilliant local producer. He does all sorts of great work. So you get some studio time with him, and you can record anything you want or learn how to record stuff while you're in there. We would prefer it if you recorded the theme song to Holmberg's Morning Sickness 2019, which you will also be responsible for, and your band gets mentioned and played every single morning with your little minute-long theme song, just like Whistle did this year.
Sure. Do we have to explain it to them in detail this time?
Yes, because
how that works?
Only if there's a girl lead singer. Only if there's
they
a girl
want
that's
their track
yeah.
play.
Well, Good Boy yeah. Daisy, I believe. Are you guys still running that on Saturdays? Yeah, so that's been running the Saturday show because they got it. They came in second last year and still wrote us a song and understood it. Whistle wrote an entire 4-minute opus that never once mentioned this show and, like, just play this every day. I'm like, no, that's not how this works.
And then they went back in and just changed some of the lyrics to the same song.
Which is great.
Right.
I'm fine with that. I'm one of the... few that enjoys the whistle, and now that I've gotten to play with the sound effects and such and added to it, I've enjoyed it even more. But the band that comes up, Whistle's got a ton of mentions, and they can, you know, I don't know if they're mad or happy about it, but they should be thrilled. Their name's out there. They won last year. You get a lot of attention for this, so winning this thing's a big deal. You know, I remember my stupid band in college, Uncle Jesse, we had an opportunity to kick off somebody's morning show every day. That would be something I'm saying. And then we won a contest, and we were like the house band. If you lie and just add a little time, we're the house band for some morning show in town.
You went on tour, didn't you? Quote unquote. Didn't you go on tour?
If you count Mesa Amphitheater as touring.
Is that your tour?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love the local bands when they tell you they're on tour.
Yeah. Our tour was Mason Jar, Hollywood Alley, Minder Binders.
Local tour.
Or they jam into the van and they drive
and
to California.
Yeah, we never did that because I'm like, I don't have time for that.
Usually it's New Mexico. That's
New Mexico's a big one.
We played El Paso.
We played Grant. What's that?
Gallup. They have a casino.
They do have Gallup. But no, we did not do that. Mesa Amphitheater. We opened for Yngwie.
and Faster Pussycat?
No, the Meat Puppets once played on the same. I won't say opened for. We right. did open for Yngwie.
You got to see it the other way around. They opened for yeah. you.
No, I don't. No, that's what Dave Pratt said.
Some other hack says that.
Cheap trick.
No matter how big it is.
Shut up. No, that was back in college when Uncle Jesse's played. We played on the same night as Yngwie at the Mason Jar, and he wouldn't talk to us. That's how that was. And he canceled the first time through because he hated the Mason Jar so much. And come on. That would be pretty upsetting if you're Yngwie Malmsteen and you're playing the jar with
what
us,
is this
with
jar?
Me. Yeah, I'm standing next to him. Like, what's up, dude? We're the opening support band. Leave! That's all I remember him doing, that tiny little
green
one,
closet.
It was a one-man space at the Mason Jar for the bands. That's it. This is where you guys are.
It's because those bastards, they tour Europe and get tons of people, and then they
oh, yeah, and they come here. And the worst part for Yngwie was most of the people in the crowd were Tony Roma's employees. They were there to see our band again, get drunk on the free dime, and because we didn't get paid. We just had Franco buy our friends beer. Like, we'll take the beer tab. You have $500 of a beer tab. Like, yep, that'll do it. We don't care about money at all. We'll steal it from Tony Roma's. Don't you worry about us in cash. We got that covered. We'll swipe out of that register all night long. But as far as we're here, anybody who says they're with Tony Roma's gets a free beer. All right. Didn't have to pay us. Got some free beer out the door. And then when Yngwie went on, we all left. Of course, he didn't go on the first time. He was very angry. It was a weird time. I met him. I actually don't even know if that was the night he played or quit that we played with him. We were supposed to. And they just didn't. One of the two times he was at the Mason Jar intro. But then the Meat Puppets played at Mesa Amphitheater. We played for like 30 people before their show. It was like an all-day baby festival. Barely remember it. But that's not touring.
Maybe Yngwie didn't get his cash. Not taking the stage.
I will say this. There used to be when KDKB was a rock station years ago, they did a thing on Sunday nights, local bands, and we had our song on there. And like those dumb movies, we all sat in the car and listened to it on the. And we'd heard it 1,000 times, but something different about it when it played.
Doesn't change.
Yeah, it was weird.
Still
was,
the same.
So it was kind of a special moment there when we were all like, oh man. It's on the way.
Kind of cool.
And especially because the girl that was hosting, whose name was Tracy Lee, who later sued me, which is true. Well, I tried to. We won't say ever. Never.
Yeah,
it never
no, there was nothing happened.
It was a lawsuit. So I had to meet a couple lawyers. But it was a long time ago. It may be justifiable to a certain extent. I mean, what I was saying wasn't untrue, probably just unnecessary.
It was a character.
It was a character I was playing.
Used her name.
Well, she was lovely.
Reversed it around.
Well, after the lawsuit, I changed the name. After the paperwork. I didn't know.
I thought we had to stop on the whole reversing the first letter and the.
There had to be an admission that the character's new name was her.
Right.
But we didn't admit it. She had to. Like, okay. Once she kind of got the paperwork going, saying, that's me too. Like, all right, if you want to admit that. It was weird. She was lovely, though. But she was really, no. She was really nice to us that night. Uncle Jesse played. That night Uncle Jesse played was incredible. She said nice things about us after. Like, that's a fun new band. I hope they get going. I'm like,
neat.
So, but nothing ever happened because we weren't that good. But yeah, it's still kind of neat to have your band on the radio. That's kind of cool. And even cooler that the story over here, not seeing how my story is, instead of saying we were the house band for some radio show, it's that the lady that played my band on the radio the very first time later filed a lawsuit. Not because of that either. It's totally unrelated. Or tried to.
Full circle.
Tried to. Yeah, it's the circle of law. What are you going to do? So if you want to get in on this thing, Toledo, the best thing to do, email you and say, what do I need to do? The super best thing to do is just have your P's and Q's and T's and I's dotted and bring it on down here, 1100 North 52nd Street, drop it off. And then starting on Monday, as it is every year, we have the people as they came in the door. There is no order other than how you got in on the list. 30-1. So there's no playing favorites. This isn't a countdown. This is just you were the first ones in. You're getting played first. You were the last ones in, you're getting played last. So 30 bands will play. They will be judged accordingly. And then we will have a party at Copper Blues, which I assume we've arranged. Tuesday night.
Yes.
Next Tuesday night, the one downtown. And we will play out there and goof off with that thing. Hand out some prizes and do some things and have a winner Wednesday morning. And then we're off and running for Turkey Day, which I cannot believe is a week away. Are you prepped and ready for yours?
No.
Not at all. I don't know. I talked to a bunch of people like, no, are you? You're leaving, right?
Vegas, baby.
Me too. Yeah. I'm out too.
You're, the Aria's doing
you're
it.
Set.
Are you?
Toledo's set. He's going over.
Well, we're going to Lisa's sister's house.
Oh, that's right.
So, but I don't know if we have to bring anything. Right. I haven't been told. So.
Everybody I'm talking to is like, no, I have no idea what's going on. Like this year, family plans and all that, kind of like, we're doing it last second. It seems like everybody's surprised. By the end of the year.
Well, this is perfect. You got a built-in excuse. Well, that's we've already made plans. You guys told me too late. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I'm done. I think that's what everybody's kind of coming around to. I think everybody's kind of turned into me. It's like, oh, geez, I wish I could, but it's so late in the game.
What's the cutoff on that for you? Like,
oh, what do you mean?
Like a week ahead of time?
Like to tell me there's stuff going on?
Yeah. If they don't say anything in the next few days.
Oh.
I'd say this week. Maybe tomorrow.
Before this week. Yeah, if it hasn't happened now, you can get out of it so easily. Like you can bail on this.
Already got plans.
I'm just not dead. We're going somewhere. Oh, and people asking you this late don't really want you there. Fact is, if someone says, "Hey, we're having Thanksgiving," they assume you got nothing going on. They don't want you at their Thanksgiving, or they'd have invited you when they started planning. If they're just now planning their Thanksgiving, it's a desperate, sad Thanksgiving anyway. It is weird, though, because, like, everybody I've been like, hey, what are you doing? We don't know. Like, I don't know if we're having it at our house or at my mom's or whatever. Most people are just trying to get out. And the surprising thing was, Megan and I were looking at hotel rooms in different places. Sold out. Everybody's running from their family to do other things on Thanksgiving.
A record number are traveling, though. And I don't know. They're saying that. They're assuming they're going to visit, but that could just be traveling.
That's
to
what
get
we
away.
Well, we were thinking the same thing. Everybody will travel to homes and like. We were trying to go to Palm Springs. Every single hotel room sold out. Like, holy cow! Decent hotel room. Right? Don't email me with your ideas because there's
Holiday Inn Express, John.
There's a certain standard I'm holding.
There's a brontosaurus out front.
Yeah,
Stardust.
Cool. He's got this place called Eat. Got a dinosaur in the parking lot. Pretty amazing.
You know you're there because every billboard says on the way.
On the way there. You're almost there. Dinosaur's 10 miles. Yeah. But, all the places that are normal, like we've gone over, it's a little hideaway. It's like, no, it's taken. Crazy. So we finally found something, but it was, not what we expected where we're going to end up, but still. Yeah, so Turkey Day is just a week away. Week and 2 days. Craziness. So we'll get you all ready to go with that. Play-Doh. It's become a Thanksgiving tradition like turkey, cranberry, and NFL football, which is just fantastic. Play-Doh will lead you up to it. Local bands, get it together. A couple slots left. I'm guessing they'll be full today or tomorrow. Usually that's how it works. You get the last few slots filled up, and then the stragglers come in screaming. Well, if you didn't, somehow or another, this is everyone's fault but mine. Sorry, gang. Is Good Boy Daisy in?
Not yet.
Not yet. If they broke up.
Ooh, yeah.
Just a bunch of kids.
I did look, and nothing off the top of my head, but there's like 7 repeaters so far.
I'm kidding. A bunch of new ones.
The rest sound new. The rest all sound new.
Well, good. Let's get some new blood in on this. One of these years, we'll find something. Our dream, as much as it is your dream to say, oh, I was the house band for some radio station. Our dream is that the first time you ever heard of them was on Play-Doh, and then they pop. That'd be great. Even if you like them or not, if like Greta Van Fleet was one of our Play-Doh bands a few years ago, we'd be like, these guys have, this is pretty neat.
Explode. Old Christopher Shane's doing pretty good.
He's doing all right.
He sent me a picture of him singing the national anthem at the PBR.
Yeah. He was at the Professional Bull Rider Rodeo Association, that big old thing up in Vegas, standing in the back. I'm going to sing the national anthem in a second in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm like, that's cool.
So I sent him back a picture of me playing Red Dead at home in my underwear.
Yeah. There you go.
No pressure here.
A little selfie.
No pressure here. Yeah. And that's kind of the closest thing we've got to people making it. Old Christopher Shane. But that's not even the band he was in when he was trying. I convinced him to sing country. Is that something?
That one goth band did all right for a while. What was their name?
Oh, they emailed me the other day. They had something going on that wasn't good.
They travel around. They're certainly in.
Yeah, they're on tour.
Yeah,
they tour.
Not Goth Brooks.
No, the one before them.
Yeah, the ones that sang that.
Mission
before.
X.
No, the
one. One. The ones we've already forgot about, yeah. So apparently they
didn't do that well. Didn't do that well. Damn it, it's G.O.D., Gift of Destiny.
Yeah.
No.
They had that one track, and like that them. Was it. Remember, they tried to play?
Yeah, I enjoyed them.
No, they were awful. Yeah,
the Gift of awful. Destiny. That's why I liked it. Their bravery.
They couldn't put it together past the one song.
I couldn't enjoy that more, watching them just go up there and kick cans all over the stage. This is great. These guys are gutsy. You guys realize that being musicians requires the ability to play the instrument. That'll come later. We've had some good ones. Who's the goth band we had? Oh, I know who you're talking about. That AD-428.
Yeah,
Element A-440.
There it is, Element A-440.
Yeah, they were okay. They had a little pop for a while.
Yeah.
I can't remember the guy's name. The one guy, one word name of lead singer.
Screech.
Screech work. Scree.
Well, he was the one that everybody was
like. The ladies were all over.
How can you possibly support them? He's been arrested for sexual abuse of children. And I'm like, what? And I looked into it, and it was another guy with that fake name. It was two of them. God damn it, I'm just on the tip of my tongue his name. But everybody's telling us it was him, and I told him, like, what's the deal with the kiddie rape backstage at that year it was over at Pub Rock.
That's right.
And he goes, dude, it's not me, it's this other guy. And he shows me on his phone. And I'm standing backstage with this dude who looks like he raped kids.
That's unfortunate.
And he's showing me on the phone. It's like, it's been a rough
this
couple
is a
months.
Bad thing if
yeah,
this is on video.
What if there's a Brady Bogan out there that.
You know what? I root for that now.
What do you root for?
I think that would just be awesome if Brady had to go through lifetime. Not the kid.
That is not me.
And your name, sir?
D. Brady Bogan.
Like the.
Yeah, but not the.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe that's why you go by your middle name. Maybe your parents never told you.
There was a David Bogan that was just out there ham-fisting kids like a crazy person for a couple months. All through the Olentangy County. Is that a county? I don't even know.
Franklin.
No, Franklin County. Up and down the riverbed, just kids laying there with his pants down. Old D. Brady Bogan just handling them.
Hey, did you hear my name's on the news?
Yeah, hey, just get away from the television, boy.
Brady. We're going to call him Brady now.
Police are looking for this man, D. Brady Bogan.
Ha!
That's all you need. You hear an eruption, like a nuclear bomb going off from my house. Ha! 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 He has to live that down. It would be so funny for me and so unkind, but so great.
Question for you, John.
Everywhere you go. Bogan becomes synonymous with it.
Damn it!
Would you change your name?
Bogan.
Or is there too much family pride?
Something
all over
like that.
His restaurant.
I'd think about it.
Would you? Yeah.
It would have to be pretty, like, big. Like, notorious.
But then does that egregious. Look bad?
Yeah.
Of course it looks
bad. I mean,
bad.
Like, the Hitlers. There's that documentary of the 13 people who didn't change their
name.
I'm
sure there's a lot of Ted Bundys out there.
Yeah. But I'm sure there's a few who've changed it, too. Especially back then when you were Theodore Bundy and you're like, are you kidding? So, yeah, I'm sure there's been plenty of people who've changed it. Because the Hitler thing went away. That was a name. That was like and it's gone. Like, they found the 13 families that still go by it in the world that are related to it. And a couple of them are Nazis.
That one dude in Germany, a little crazy.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them that are, like, a little bit dopey about it. Like, celebrating it is one thing. Having it is like, look, that's just what I am. I'm Hitler.
Yeah. He's an incel. German incel.
He's found the crooked pot.
Yeah.
It's interesting, though, but, yeah, if that would happen, if, like, Holmberg became synonymous with a mass murder, it would have to be pretty bad.
Would you take Megan's name?
She's got a great last name. Waters is a great name. But then I'd be John Waters, and then I'd be this gay
right,
director.
Right.
I can't win. Some weirdo. I can't win. I don't think it's going to happen in my world. Bogan, for some reason, I kind of think it might.
Might it?
And people would be like, that's funny with me. With you, they'd know it would be like just awful. It just destroys the entire family name. And it means so much to me. If my name became like a laughing stock, I would find it hilarious. I guess so.
Tough enough in Australia.
Yeah, so yeah, it means hillbilly in Australia.
John, do you think Brady's sauce would be saved because it just has his first name on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, for sure. That'd be fine. He'd still be Brady. He'd just be like Glogan.
Brady Glogan.
He'd change it. But yeah, in Australia.
Are you sure you're not Bogan?
If all of a sudden,
nope, Brady, Logan.
If the two of us had some sort of a vaudevillian show, your dream, and we started to tour the world and we found ourselves at home in Sydney,
yeah,
you would have to change your name. Because that's like being named
Don't
Brady.
You think that would be a good name on the
no,
vaudeville?
No, well, if on the vaudeville show.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It, for the
you
comedy
dress like
aspect,
a hillbilly. Right? Yeah.
If you're pulling, Slappy and Bogan.
You're pulling out the seltzer flowers and stuff. But yeah.
It would work.
Home slice and the Bogan. But
if, Larry the Cable Guy of Australia.
If your restaurant took off and you were that, and but you weren't trying to be, you were trying to be a success.
Yeah.
You would change, that's like being named, you know, Hillbilly.
Yeah.
If you were
Bogan's Chop House.
If you were Brady Hillbilly, you'd be like, and you're not funny, you're just a business, then you'd change your name. Because it's awful. But yeah, Bogan's Chop House. Nobody's going to that. Hillbilly Chop House. It's automatically a sawdust on the floor dump. You can't be
Unless
taken
they
seriously.
Open a Six Flags in Australia.
But you can't be taken seriously. Everything you do has to be a gaffe. It has to be a goof, a screwy. You can't be the Bogan, you know, Bogan Bank. Can't happen. It means hillbilly. So yeah, maybe that'll spread around. Pratt means asshole in England and here.
And.
Anyway. What do you got on the board of musical treats this morning?
All right, wake-up song brought to you by Harrah's Poker Tournament, the Road to the World Series of Poker. We got our last one coming up, our last qualifier this Friday. Absolutely free to play. It was a lot of fun this past Friday. Great mix, like Toledo said. Toledo hosted the first one of old regulars in their 70s and 80s and our rock listeners. So it was a lot of fun. But if you want to get on the list, email me, creepy@98kupd.com. It's absolutely free to play this Friday, 7 o'clock. And then the finals are going to be on Saturday. So get in touch with me. We'll get you in there. Three World Series of Poker seats, $1,500 and $2,000 seats we're giving away. We got Metallica up here. Don't Tread on Me. Killswitch, Hate by Design, Mastodon, Oblivion.
Don't Tread on Me is the one to go with.
Yeah.
Marine's birthday on Saturday and sure. then Veterans Day. The next one. I just got a text from Dale Hellestrick.
Did he lose?
No. Says, oh, I didn't even pay attention to that. I don't know.
Well, I know he lost a Steeler game.
Yeah, he lost the Steeler game badly. And then there was another one.
He went with the Bengals.
He went with the Bengals.
He did go with the Bengals.
That's
he's
0-2.
Out. That's it. He's done. He can't win.
Well, no, they had four, so they
right.
could have
they
still
agreed
tied.
On, they agreed on one and then had another miss. So if he's down two, he first one to two, one.
Okay.
Because the other one's a tie. Well, I suppose that could be. It would
yeah,
be
it could
two.
Be two to
no,
two.
No, because that would be three.
I don't know what the other two games
Ian
were.
Would be three. He won two, and then the tie, if they did it, they either lost it. He can only win once. So, yeah, Ian wins again. But Dale says, you're going to like this. Gotta get it back. It says, I see Brady's foreign unknown golfer finished fifth from last. Must have been an honor for Brady to tote his bag last week. See, Dale, you're misunderstanding. He didn't get to tote his bag. He got to tote a local businessman.
I didn't even get that.
Yeah.
You were just in that group.
Yeah, I was in that group.
Yep.
Wow. What an honor.
Yeah. And if you want, Brady will tote your bag. He hangs around. He's a looper over at the golf course now. Just hangs around. Carrying average Joe's bag. Did at any point that guy go, hey, caddy, towel? The businessman that you were carrying for?
No, he didn't. It's pretty easy.
Three iron.
What if he was a dick?
If he started to push. Kenny, can you believe this? Can't get help around here. What a bogan.
It wasn't straight. I knew the guy. So that helped a little bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't pressures, but yeah, some of those guys definitely could have.
You got jobbed. Such a jobbing. And you need to go talk to the people who put this together and go, look, I'm better than a cat. You want me back at your event next year? I'm playing. I was the biggest celebrity in my foursome. Swing it, Brady. Swing it hard.
Oh, I forgot to tell you this as we're going down the one fairway. I look over in the other fairway. Hey, Mark!
Curtis is playing.
Hey, Curtis. Oh, yeah, he's playing.
And he's playing.
Yeah.
You're
go over there.
Bags
I drop the bag
man.
And I go, yeah, what are you doing? I'm a caddy.
I'm toting
I'm
for
a caddy.
Toting for a guy who runs a sub shop.
How
embarrassing. Oh, good for you, buddy.
Brady.
How embarrassing.
Where's your pride?
Hey, I told him I would caddy.
Why?
That would be fun.
You told a local businessman you'd caddy. You were hoping.
Yeah, I told him. I'll
missing caddy someone? Has caddying been fun ever?
Never. I've never once gone, man, you know what I like to do? Carry heavy stuff for rich people. That is a day out.
I saw Caddyshack. They were all like in their 20s. Yeah,
they're all
early
kids.
Yeah, or they're
occasional
high
fights would break out.
Yeah, you weren't allowed in the pool because you're disgusting caddy.
And we had a Caddyshack where all the caddies were hanging.
Yeah, you guys weren't allowed because they had to build that to keep you away from the regulars. You
at
saw
least I got
Curtis?
To swim after the round.
Oh, you saw Curtis and he pointed you out.
I went over the fairway.
Oh, Brady. Jumped you should have been in sunglasses and a large hat, hiding from everybody. You play in that. If Curtis is, you know the numbers Curtis pulls on Channel 12? Nothing. Local news is dead. We crush them. Crush them.
Pride, man. We got to find it. I don't know what happened. Ronnie swiped it from you, that RV. I think that's it. Get you back on the ball, my friend.
We do owe you guys a Guadalupe Square, so that'll come up later this morning. So count on that happening. A Veterans Day live Guadalupe Squares. No replays on Monday. We're putting it out there for our vets. Prizes galore as well as the Veterans Day Squares will happen later this morning. We're going to do a little Metallica for you. Don't tread on me. Happy belated birthday to the Marines as well. I believe that was Saturday. And then Veterans Day yesterday, and now today, everybody gets the day off. Who's normal? It's Metallica. It's 98 KUPD. Go get them.
It's Creed right there, My Own Prison. It's 7:22 in the morning sickness, and it is time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, brought to you by Hooters. Give me that thing, Brady, that Hooters pick.
See what Hooters got going on today. Hooters for today. Oh, November beers of the month. I got a peanut playing havoc with my throat right now. You're on your own, boys.
It's maybe growing roots.
No, just like a little tiny dust. And I just inhaled and it went right in the
it's
wrong
an itch
thing.
That won't
yeah,
go
yeah,
away.
Exactly that.
Well, you had peanuts. Kick in the throat or something. That might help.
I don't think that's medically wise.
No.
It's a terrible.
It's like a TV, you know, when it's not bright. You just hit it.
You kick it
times.
In the back. You don't kick it square and where it's bad. You don't ever kick the screen.
You got something in your throat? Let me kick it.
Let me kick your throat. No, you kick me in the back of the throat. You kick me in the back of my neck.
Get it out of there. It'll move it.
I think that will jam it in there more.
That's terrible advice is all that was.
I'm a doctor.
Yeah, no. Bad doctor. November beers of the month. You get Bud Light Draft for $3. Dos Equis for $4. Hooters. Taking care of business right there. And bringing you the Brady Report. Brady, report it.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Couple of Monday morning fun facts. In 1959, the U.S. State Department issued guidelines and suggestions for anyone who was going to Nepal to search for the Yeti. That's how big it was.
And it's called the Dummy Manual. Did that congressman for Virginia go over there with some rubbers and lube?
Started writing. Al Capone hated the nickname Scarface. He wanted people to call him Big Fellow. Or Snorky.
Well, think about that. You've got a, you know, that's like calling you Fat Gut. And that's your nickname that everybody's calling. Oh, we're looking for old Fat Gut. It's like, hey, guys, can we call me Four Eyes or Ass Kicking Machine or something like that? No, you're Fat Gut. They took his problem.
Yeah, the scar. Which
probably had some stories behind it that he wasn't all too proud of. Made him feel ugly. And they made that his name. It's like, hey, Big Nose. No. Let's go with Steely Eyes. No. Big Nose. You're known as Big Nose in the paper. And I'm like, no. How about Evil Glare? How about
let's highlight my good feature.
Yeah, what are we doing with the nose thing, guys? Why is everybody jumping on board that?
His bookkeeper, Greasy Fingers. That's totally
right,
cool.
Right. Well, yeah, Greasy Fingers keeping the books is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Scarface. Well, no, I got this as a bad thing. This is horrible. I was bit by a dog.
But Snorky. I'm trying to figure out what that.
Snorky is just his thing. Like, guys, I've got a couple alternatives. I bet you they had meetings where Capone's like, all right, everybody, listen up here. A couple alternative nicknames I'm thinking maybe we should stop pushing out to the media about me. Snorky. Because, you know, when I laugh, I go, at the end. See? Snorky. Hey, Scarface.
I like it, boss.
Scarface, I think maybe we're going to No. Call me Snorky.
That's got to be one of those old-timey words that has a different meaning.
Yeah.
And we don't even know about it anymore.
All right, how about this one here? How about,
It means he's hung.
Yeah, that means I got a big old Schwanz. How about that, huh? How about third leg? Anybody want to call that guy third leg? That sounds good. Anybody, show of hands.
I think we're sticking with Scarface.
Thank third you, Greasy leg. Finger.
Greasy Finger is on my team. 1-7 against third leg. Anyway, how about, geez, I come up with 100 other ones, but the Scarface theme, it's sticking.
the day just is flowing just fine until one person, just takes one person. Hey, Scarface!
Hey, Scarface! I told you, it's Snorky.
That's it. Someone's taking a nap.
He likes to be called Snorky now. Oh, everybody back off the whole Scarface thing. We thought it was cute. Evidently, it bugs him. He's got some insecurity.
After The Godfather, James Caan won New York's Italian of the Year Award 2 times.
Wow.
Even though his parents were Jewish immigrants from Germany.
He looks not Italian, but he was Sonny Corleone.
Give my buddy a award.
The last movie ever released on VHS, 2006.
Hocus Pocus.
A History of Violence.
Oh, I was wrong.
Hmm. Is that because the people with VCRs would want to watch that movie?
Right. That's the... They love Viggo Mortensen.
So right.
One more.
Well, he really beats up Maria Menounos.
It's more Viggo stuff on my VHS.
Wallet Hub made a list of the best cities for veterans to live. And Scottsdale, Arizona is number 2.
Really?
Gilbert, number 5.
Why? I thought our VA was like the worst in the world.
Based on jobs, economy, quality of life, and health. We got Chandler, 17.
Nice job, Vets. Congratulations. I thought that...
Mesa, 30.
If our VA is in the...
Glendale, 47. And then Phoenix was down. That's
got to be it, right?
Phoenix dropped down to 58.
That's like the big one.
You live in Phoenix, right, John?
Yeah, but I'm not a veteran, so it's okay.
Brady and I are living in the sweet spot.
For veterans?
Yeah, for veterans.
Yeah.
In the pocket.
Well, I guess I don't have to wake up to night terrors next door, do I?
A new survey found the excuses people give when they don't like your Thanksgiving dinner or your cooking. Here are the top 3. I'm saving room for dessert.
Right. That means the food's terrible.
I had a big breakfast.
Oh, you mean the
on
nice
Thanksgiving?
Ones.
No one has a big breakfast on Thanksgiving.
Well, that's why they're
everyone
saying.
Knows.
So you're just lying.
I'm on a diet.
I've done that, but it wasn't because it was bad, because it really was.
They say some of the big faux pas, you know, overcooking the turkey, not having enough chairs, forgetting the cranberry sauce, and spilling something on the floor.
Forgetting the cranberry sauce is weird because there's like 2 tablespoons out of that dish every year. That's it.
You can forget it altogether, in my
entire words. Thing.
You freeze it and then pull it out next year.
You could,
I guess.
Put some
may as well.
Tinfoil over it.
You're right, may as well.
You could forget that.
Yeah.
You could forget that green bean casserole. You could forget, like...
The green bean casserole, I'm okay.
If you could forget it.
Sure.
You don't eat it any other time. It's not like, oh, great, no green bean casserole.
Stuffing, potatoes, turkey. I
that's
need
it.
Those 3.
That's it.
That's why you like it, because you don't get it every
I know, but
cranberries,
if it was,
and you never...
Again,
meet.
If it was so good, we'd eat it all the time.
All
like
the time.
We do turkey. We eat turkey constantly.
I don't know, they're starting to put those cranberry
I've come around on
sandwiches.
The cranberries
they've
a little
ruined
bit, yeah.
It.
Yeah, it's not good on a sandwich.
They do it on turkey sandwiches. They call it the Thanksgiving thing. Like, blech, that's for Thanksgiving. And that marshmallow top nonsense.
Yeah, if you're going to Subway for cranberries, time to reprioritize.
That's a good point.
It's a fresh batch there.
Sandwich artist, back off a little bit on the old Basquiat flair. Put the cranberries
it's more
down.
Banksy than Basquiat.
Is it Banksy? You mean it's a joke? He's tricking you?
The national
I don't
toy.
Need my Jackson Pollock turkey sandwich. Just turkey, lettuce, some cheese, and that whatever bun I choose.
Get on with it.
The National Toy Hall of Fame just announced the 3 toys it's inducting for its 2018 class.
If you ask the question, what flavor of cheese do you like, triangle or circle? Get hands off the Thanksgiving.
Does the artist have circle? I've never seen a
they've
circle.
They've got square, they've got circle,
they've
got triangle.
Oh, okay.
Provolone is circle.
It's half moon.
Sometimes it's half moon. They do chop it in the middle. That's true. But it's circular.
Yeah, right.
Circular.
Yeah, the others. I mean, you could say pyramid, too, but it's triangle.
So the inductees for the 2018 class, Uno, Pinball, and Magic 8-Ball.
All very deserving toys.
Yeah.
I hope. Good. Do they get a gold jacket? Congratulations to all
they
of them.
They do. The administration at Colorado State University just put together a list of offensive phrases they want organizations to stop using on campus. One of them is long time no see.
Because it's so Asian.
Yeah. It's not clear if it even came
just
from
said
a...
Yeah, like,
it is. Right on. That's why it's like me so horny. What? Long time no see.
Yep. They say love you long time.
Yeah.
They're thinking that is basically...
its origin.
Coming from the same origin.
Well, that's retarded.
They also want people...
it is retarded. We should stop saying that just because it's retarded more than anything else. I don't want to ban words, but that one is really...
retarded.
Really retarded.
They also want people to stop saying you guys and y'all instead because guys implies a gender.
What about y'all? What's wrong with y'all?
They're pushing the
y'all
phrase first
y'all
years
is very inclusive
instead of freshmen.
Hillbilly. Oh first God. Years?
Yeah, first years.
Because it would add men at the end?
And you know what? In 10 years we're going to have to ban? First years.
Yeah.
Because everybody's going to be hurt by that one.
The second year freshman.
They're going to change up the first years to plebes.
Good.
Plebes!
Got it here somewhere.
This 37-year-old guy named Joseph Binford. He broke into the Dickinson Park Zoo in Springfield, Missouri after it closed last week. The zookeeper spotted him, confronted him, but Joseph was prepared. He commanded the animals to attack the zookeeper for him.
What?
The cheetahs were there. They ignored him. Bad soldiers, he said. Zookeeper called the cops. They came and arrested Joseph. He fought against them and even tried to grab the cop's gun at one point.
Jeez.
Then a grizzly bear took him out. No, none of the animals responded to him.
That should have been the way that story ended.
The animals were unresponsive.
Yeah.
This isn't a zoo?
Yeah, he went into the zoo and he
that's
was
how...
commanding the animals to attack the zookeeper.
He just stood and stared at him like, look, our lives have been drained from us.
Why don't you do me a favor and toss him in here?
How about the late but so incredibly important information from the desert dolphin pool?
Oh,
of
yeah.
Why that dolphin died in the summer. Maybe depression. Anyway, any questions? What? Did you guys come to the conclusion it died of sadness? Yeah, anyway, $35 to get in.
And then what you didn't see is the press release they released last week for their newest dolphin.
Oh, they got another one?
Yeah.
He seems happy.
Depression-free.
He's on vacation. Zoloft.
For now.
His name is Zoloft.
What if the other dolphin shot him? Then he'll be depressed.
Right.
Yeah. Dude, you know what? Kill it with the rosy bull. We're in the desert. The sun is artificial light. We figured that out like week 8.
Now watch Pfizer jump through the hoops.
Hey, everybody. I'm the new dolphin. My name's Zoloft. Whee! Psh, whee!
Yeah, that'll die in a week, kid. It's like lab rats when they first go into the lab.
Hey, what are we doing here? This seems pretty neat. We're getting a lot of cheese, right? A lot of cheese.
Look at this wheel.
That cheese gave me AIDS.
What? What's AIDS?
You'll see.
Why is there a human ear growing on your back?
They do things here. I was just like you.
Frightful things.
7 days ago. Frightful things. Terrifying things.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zoloft.
Look at him with all that spirit. Thinking this is a good place.
It won't last.
My last friend died of depression.
Hey, Zoloft hasn't come out for 2 days.
How do you kill yourself if you're a dolphin? You can't drown.
You can drown.
Bash your head into
it. You're going to try real hard. That's like a human dying of too much air.
You got to suck in when you're underwater. That's all you got to drown.
Just don't go up.
All those dolphins in Mexico, when I was down there, they were trying to escape, so they'd crash into the cage.
Oh, yeah. They're just going nuts. Yeah. They're just, that's
all scarred up.
Losing it, yeah. Yeah, they just had a little release there a little bit ago. It was like, remember that dolphin died a few months ago? Ah, a little bit. Why? Some research. Probably just sad. You think? Yeah, just sadness. Sadness is what killed the beast.
He was drunk.
Anyway, we're bringing a new one in. Hopefully the other ones will cheer him up.
We'll cycle him through until we find the right mix.
So essentially, every time you go to that dolphin prison, it's like going through the mental institution on 24th and Van Buren. You're just watching a bunch of weirdos in cages that can't interact anymore because they've been driven mad. How many times you been there, Brady? You been there yet?
I've been there once.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it overwhelmingly depressing?
We didn't really see, you know, there's a group seeing the dolphins. It was, no, they were swimming around.
Well, yeah, they have to. How sad would it be if they were
I couldn't read if they were depressed or not, but...
You don't know when they're happy.
Yeah.
You were happy. That's all that mattered.
Well, we were eating lunch, you know, so above you the tank, and that was kind of...
Oh, up in the where you can see through the glass?
Yeah.
You don't have to pay to go see the dolphins. You go to that restaurant.
Oh, yeah,
you
exactly.
can watch them.
Yeah, they are. Hmm. So now you're not even contributing to their psychology.
No, the aquarium part is really cool and all that stuff.
The aquarium's cool.
Yeah.
I did that. And then I was like, wow, I just eat here. Why pay extra to go look at the dolphins?
When I stayed at Mandalay Bay years ago, they have a channel. It's just one spot of the circle that all the fish go in and their giant aquarium and their sharks and all sorts of stuff that have been so defeated. They just swim with fish they'd normally be eating regularly, just hanging out there. And they're swimming around. All of a sudden, one just nose dives. Like, that's neat. I didn't know sharks could do that. Just laying on the bottom. Little sides are wobbling a little bit, like the little cutouts on the side. I don't know what they call those. Just laying there, and then they stopped. I'm like, I think he's dead. And I watched
so on TV.
Watch because they have a specialty channel that just follows the sharks. Yeah, the gills on sharks too. The vents. Yeah.
What are the odds?
He drops dead. It's a big. It's not a small portion of the tank they're filming. These things will shoot by every once. I'm like, oh, there's that hammerhead again. And I'm like, this must be a giant oval.
They have
oval.
To move.
Oh, yeah, but it just must be a giant oval.
That's
and you're watching all the sharks go by. And one just kind of just like a plane hitting the landing.
Done.
Hits the bottom. And he just laid there. And then all of a sudden it said, we're experiencing technical difficulties. Came back. That shark was gone. They hooked him out of there and served him up.
At least let nature take place, you know, see the other fish.
And let the other animals eat it. If you want it to be like, this is what it's like in the wild. No, it's not. They swim in more than this giant oval. Terrible.
At Connerton Elementary School, the principal there, Edward John Abernathy. It's in Lando Lakes, Florida. A nine-year-old student came into school one morning with the nine-year-old student had a mental disability, and he was carrying a fat wad of cash. He had $2,100.
Nice.
Nine-year-old?
Yeah. It sounds like his parents happened to have that kind of money laying around.
Sure.
So he came in with the money, and the principal saw it, and a couple other teachers, well, you know, you shouldn't have this.
And they rolled him.
Well, they took the money. They put it in the safe.
Sure.
Why does the school have a safe?
Mom came over the next day to get the money.
Sure.
Here's your $1,200.
Right. That's Florida.
Dyslexic.
She started counting it. It was like, wait a minute. I thought it was $2,100.
He gets $2,100 a day for lunch.
Abernathy got busted. The principal skimmed $900.
Where'd he take it?
The casino.
Yeah.
He was freed after posting $2,000 bail, but he's making $91,000 a year as a principal there.
That's
but,
good money there.
Yeah.
It's a nice neighborhood.
All for
$900. He looks like former, I don't know if he's still coaching, Rick Adelman. What would you do? One of Kirby's friends came over and had 2,100 bones in her pocket.
I don't know, my mom had it laying on the counter. I'm not sure how much is here.
She didn't have any money, John.
That's right. That kid was bone broke.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did my daughter bring $2,000 into your home?
Nope.
Nope. Now, I'm going to go watch my new television.
Yeah.
74 inch. It's a beast.
Got a great deal on it.
Really good deal. It was free, technically, since your kid brought over all that cake.
I'd take it. Would you?
No.
You wouldn't?
What?
Come on.
What?
When a Kirby's kid, you'd do it. Alex's kid had 2,000.
Yeah.
I'd take it.
Let's see what's going on here.
Here you go, Mr. Holmberg. Gotta hang on to this so it doesn't fall out while I'm playing Nerf football with the boys.
Oh, yeah, no, I'll hang on to that for you.
This paper.
You had $18. I would count out the exact amount of bills he had and give it back to him in ones. You're not carrying $1,800 around, boy. $18? Silly children.
According to this new study out of Spain, when someone lies, the blood drains out of their nose, which makes it about 2 degrees colder. And it actually shrinks a little bit. It's the opposite of Pinocchio.
Your nose shrinks and you bleed internally.
Well, your temperature goes down internally.
Oh.
on the nose.
I like your version.
And they said it was like 83% accurate. Like when they would put people on a lie detector or something, they'd
test monitor the temperature of your
nose.
Ugh. Brady, you're looking young.
John, so the chills.
So cold.
Your nose is smaller.
I don't know what's happening.
I thought I'd say hi.
You been working out?
It's 105. I think that guy's got a chill.
Maybe that's why women are always cold.
It could be.
Liars. That could be it. I think we just stumbled across it. So Megan's always freezing when she tells me my penis is fine.
You're fine. It's totally fine.
Oh,
have a blanket.
There's a 29-year-old woman named Cillin Mengena. She lives in Harare, Zimbabwe. And she was dating a 37-year-old guy named Murgrove Karuma.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
Guaranteed.
He dumped her in May. And now she's suing him. Because she says she has his abnormally large junk ruined her lady parts.
Hey, you're in Africa.
She wants $10,000 to cover the cost of surgery.
Man, how about
to repair
that? You have the biggest
damaged goods
in Africa.
Isn't there some responsibility, though?
Yeah. Well, she thought it would last forever.
That's a fair point.
You got to prenup that big wang.
This will be doing a lot of damage, possibly prolapse. If we break up, you cannot sue me for damaging it. He signed here and here.
She kind of did sign on for that.
Yeah. No, she climbed aboard and was bragging about it to her friends for years. And then when it wrecked her...
Edmund Mugrove dumped her.
Yeah.
I do not want to put this in you anymore. I'm moving on. I have found an oak tree that I am going to f*** now. It will take my member bitter on you. So much blood. So much inside skin, I see.
We'll end it with a radio video.
She can't sue him for having a big penis, can she? God damn it, I wish stuff like
in
this
court
would happen
right
to me.
Now.
I'd be
she's
in
making
court
a flap over it.
That's the first time a black guy shows up to court early. It is my trial. What are you here for? You'll see. You're 20 minutes before you're supposed to be here. That's rare.
You'll see.
Let's see the evidence.
In the case
Exhibit A
of this guy's big dick versus her ruined vagina. That's right.
You see the guy going, well, see, here's what we have here.
How do you plead? No contest.
This does not fit into that.
You cannot put this in
without damage.
It is something she knew. Your Honor, I'll give you Exhibit A, the bloody mattress. She knew what she was doing. Now, I need to put my ski cap on the tip of my penis. Very cool.
I want that trial. Mark Curtis would have to report that. Local valley disc jockey in trial for having too big a wiener. I would sleep outside the courtroom. I'm going in there. I hope this lasts months.
Anybody got questions?
Call Dateline. Is it true, Mr. Holmberg? Your penis is far. I would be so guilty just constantly. We don't need to bring it out. I'm guilty of this. What do I owe her for changing my life? She wants $100,000. Done. I'm going to work that off. And giant penis talk.
Yeah, no problem. Some company would write that check
please,
for you.
Please, in a second. But then I'd have to reveal it. It's all lies. My nose would be freezing. All right, and you paid it. We'll pay for it. You just whip it out there. Astroglide paid the whole deal. Just pull it on out. Bang that oak tree. You guys are going to be really disappointed.
So the radio video, it's totes adorbs. Somebody in China posted a video of a French bulldog using its tongue to open the door of its cage.
Ooh, assimilating.
It's like the young one is opening it for mom or dad. Two French bulldogs in a little kennel.
Figured it out with his tongue. That was one of those slide locks then.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, he's got it. And he knows what it does.
Works.
There you go, my lady.
Get out, lady.
That's sweet.
You know what? They probably just did it. He wants her fat ass out of there.
Right, get out of
here.
Look,
I'll figure this out.
That is impressive.
All right, get on out, girl.
Hookers on the point, French bulldogs.
That's when Snuffy recognized he didn't have the love for this bitch. So he opened his cage and got her out.
Wow.
It's a street. Gets her out, and he's like, next.
It's true with French bulldogs, too. The little black ones like the big fat white ones.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
I want
get out,
that dog.
Bitch.
Yeah, that was pretty neat. No, you don't. Because you know all your stuff would be ruined when you thought it was safe.
That's like
you come home, he's sitting on the couch, and there's like a cushion destroyed. What?
Yeah. Ain't okay, told me.
You can't keep me down.
What's wrong with you, huh? Think you could lock me in a cage? Typical bulldog. I'm a French bulldog. I have a brain. By the way, you have another dog here now. It is a white bitch.
I love it. Speaking of dogs, entertain yourself today by watching Triumph, the insult comic, talk to Ted Cruz. And Ted tries to keep up.
Oh, jeez.
And it is embarrassing fast.
Did he talk to him before?
Oh, he's talked to him a couple times.
Yeah,
this time,
so this time he's trying to
Ted
step
played
it up.
Along. And the insults were just cutting brutal shots at Ted Cruz.
I want to watch it.
Where was this at?
Hold
this
up.
I don't know where. I think it was at the governor's. I think after he won, whatever he was running for, was it governor or Senate? I don't know what he was doing.
Senate.
It was governor. Wasn't it governor of Texas? But he, at the end at some get together or something, there's Triumph. And I mean, it's brutal. He's jokes about his wife, and it's brutal. And Ted's like, gack, 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 and he says something just as lame as can be back, and he gets crushed. I mean, my friend.
I know you are, but what am I?
My friend Colin and I were talking about it. It's like, if you're a politician, you got to look at Triumph, the insult comic, and have it in your brain. You go, Triumph, the insult comic.
Professional.
I am a politician who has a lot of things you could probably insult.
So do you think it's better for them to go, no.
I'm not talking to Trump.
No.
You're too smart for me, and you make it look like you're too good for me. I'm not doing this. You're going to crush me. You're brilliant, Triumph. And then just walk away and tell Triumph he's great. His name is also Triumph, which means he very rarely loses. So Triumph, the insult comic, is not going to be a casual conversation with you, Ted. It was nut kick after nut kick. Yeah, he you could see it in his face. He was just too dumb to know that he was being crushed.
I am surprised that more politicians don't turn that kind of stuff down.
Right. It's an easy win for them, though. If you have half a brain, you look, oh, no. You're a killer. You're great. I love you, Triumph. I'm not getting involved. You'll kill me.
Maybe they think, oh, they
get
feel
over
sorry
here,
for
huh? Them. You're a good sport.
He crushes it.
How are you, Dad? I can't believe this. This is a privilege. Can you tell these people not to kill me if I make a joke or two?
Well, it depends how bad a joke.
Oh, no. Okay, we'll try
cowboy
one.
Cowboy hat.
Ted, is it true you will defend the Constitution at all costs, except for when Donald Trump calls it ugly on Twitter?
I love the Constitution. And Twitter is Twitter.
It's a joke about your wife!
Triumph also may be...
Ted can talk to me, so why can you... let's be civil here, okay?
We could all have a conversation.
You know, so I'm not hurting him, right? Ted, I can talk, right? I have a Cuban in my mouth, for God's sake. A Cuban! This man has the right... You know, let's be civil here, okay? Because this man... Nobody should be yelling at this man in a public place. I mean, doesn't the man have the right to sit down in a restaurant and enjoy a meal that five waiters have spit in?
Well, I will say to Triumph two things. One, as a Cuban-American, anyone smoking a cigar can't be all bad.
That's right.
And two, I just want to say to Triumph, my advice is walk away.
Walk away.
And just remember, it wasn't the Republicans, it was the Democrats that took you into the vet to get fixed. Oh. And there is freedom on the other side.
I support spaying and neutering, just like Trump did to you. Thanks, Ted.
That's glorious.
Thanks for visiting.
He stood and stared him in the eyes and talked to the public. You're not going to look good, ever.
He had his crew around him. He was feeling strong.
I love that the cop kept pushing Triumph away. Not the dude he's holding.
Right. Hey.
Anyway.
He was puffing up a little bit.
The first one about his wife. Remember when Trump called his wife ugly? Internet.
Yeah.
Anyway, I enjoyed that. 7:51. There you go. That, my friends, is your Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Glorious Hooters. Thank you for bringing the Brady Report. We're going to do a Guadalupe Squares. We didn't do one Friday because we had all that veteran stuff. We were packing up and getting a tray. You was in here. We had all sorts of stuff going on. So we owe you a Squares. We're going to give you one in just a little bit. It's 98 KUPD. It's a foo right there all my life, and it's just about that time we give you guys our tardy Guadalupe Squares from Friday. We didn't get a chance to do it Friday, so we'll pay you back on this Veterans Day with a real one instead of the rerun of Friday's. We'll do a real one, so the Guadalupe replay is actually live, as it would have happened Friday, with the same squares we had ready Friday today.
Works out well.
Only it's happening live. Because why? We'll do it live! Before that, Jasmine has emailed. Oh, actually, it's just says from Jasmine, but it's signed Savannah. It says, "Hi, Holmberg. Listen to you almost every morning with my best friend Nathan in Tucson. My late father's birthday today. He's my most favorite person in all the world. It was the other day, and I've just been having a rough week. I was wondering if you could play his favorite song today or tomorrow. Gives You Hell by the All American Reject. Thank you in advance." Like, I want to, but. Because it's such a nice letter and stuff. And says, "I hate Tucson just like you, Savannah." Yeah, but the song you chose.
You said it.
Couldn't do it. I did. I said it.
Not in our system.
It gives you hell if it gives you. How's that your father's favorite song?
Doesn't really match up, does it?
Not at all. Well, I mean, you know, picture, maybe she's young, but still. No, your dad had probably a wonderful man, but he had terrible taste in music. I tell you what, I'll play a song for him a little bit that's much better. It's like Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. That's what he would have wanted.
Guarantee you he liked that song.
Well, plus it's from him to you, rather than that terrible, terrible choice that you made, that he made as his favorite song in life. Terrible. So Sweet Child of Mine it is. From Poppy to Savannah.
Nice.
That's nice of me, I think, to change that deceased man's favorite song. Posthumously give him a new favorite song.
What he wanted.
It's what I would have wanted him to want. Is that a thing? Can you say that at a funeral? This is what I would have wanted for him to want. How many times I wonder if there is the spirit world and people say, that's what he would have wanted. If the spirit's hovering above you going, no way that's what I would have wanted. You're just saying that for yourself.
You don't know me at all.
You never knew me.
He would have wanted to have been buried in a basketball. That's what he would have wanted.
I don't want that. But you think I would have. Say that. I think this is what he wanted. At least throw the sideways in there. Don't speak for me. I'm dead. Anyway, All American Rejects. Not a good song. So, Sweet Child of Mine coming up for Savannah from Poppy. Happy birthday, Poppy. And Savannah and Nathan, thank you for listening every day down there in the horrible Tucson. Just sounds awful. It's 8:08. We got a Guadalupe Squares coming your way, but we need players today. Monday, normally we just replay one. Today, we need people who will actually play. 585-9800 is the phone number. It's a 602. 585-9800. You call it up. And what do we have to give away today, Eric?
There's nothing in our
portal. All right. Yes. Absolutely nothing.
Randall doesn't give us anything on Mondays anymore.
He's got him.
So whatever you want to give away, John.
Happy Endings Comedy Festival tickets.
There we go.
Hey. To go see Nate Bargatze, Donnell Rawlings, Ashley Larry, and Jeff Dye. Tickets are on sale right now, but you can win them if you play the squares. 585-9800. That's going to be one hell of a comedy show. I'll tell you that right now. It's 8:09. The Guadalupe Squares Monday redo is coming up. Yes. There you go. That's for you, Savannah and Poppy. It's Sweet Child of Mine, his new posthumous favorite song. Since the one you chose for him was so incredibly bad, especially for our station. Not everybody had great taste, living or otherwise, and it's not speaking ill. It's, you can still look at somebody and go, man, that was one of my favorite people in the world. Sure had terrible taste in music, though. That can't be your favorite song on the way out.
It's a beat. It's a happy song.
Yeah, it can't be your favorite song. No, it can't happen. You can't go to your grave and on your deathbed turn to the people you love and go, just one thing. Always remember my favorite movie was Biodome. Like, oh, God, don't make us think, oh, why did he say that? Biodome. Why is Biodome? Don't tell anybody.
So then you change it?
Yeah, Poppy's favorite was Godfather, like everyone else.
No! Bio-no! With the funny Baldwin.
No.
That's what makes him unique.
That's right. And also...
Biodome was his favorite.
What made a lot of people not... Why are we bringing up all the things that made people think about what why we didn't like him?
Because Biodome was his favorite?
You don't want to come over and watch Biodome? God, no. No, I don't. I'm not coming over to your house anymore.
When Ronnie passes, we'll all watch The Butterfly Effect.
Right, and we'll realize, man, Ronnie had terrible taste in movies.
Not a way that Ronnie should have gone out.
No. Yeah, you want that to... Would you even go to that funeral? Man, I loved Ronnie. I thought she was wonderful. I understand at her service they're going to play Butterfly Effect in full. Not going. I'll pay my respects later. She had crap taste in movies. I loved her. Wonderful person.
We'd have to watch The Real Housewives of Orange County Lisa's funeral.
Yeah. Megan thinks Anchorman's still the greatest thing ever, so at least it would be entertaining. It's not the best movie ever made, but she's...
That's my favorite of all time.
All right. Well, you're wrong, but at least that one's funny. I don't think you want that at your funeral. Before we get to the Guadalupe Squares, a man named Chef says, hello, not the chef, like, hello, children. It says, I'm putting together a home run derby to benefit the American Association of Newborn Diseases. Ooh. Don't even know it was a thing.
Is that in support of?
It says, we already have all our sponsors, so I'm not asking you for money, but tons and tons of local and big-name celebrities will be taking place in the derby. Try to hit a once-in-a-lifetime home run at Chase Field. It's going to be incredible. And what I needed to ask you was if Brady would shag some fly balls in the outfield for this amazing event.
Bat boy?
Sorry, Brady. The batting schedule is full, but I know you'll do meaningless tasks for real celebrities. Let me know. And thanks for helping out with Balls for Babies. Well, you want to shag some flies for Mark Curtis, Brady? And your Everything's Beneath You caddying adventures last week?
I'll be at the pitcher's mound.
Yeah?
They're not going to be able to hit it that far.
Maybe you can be a clubhouse attendant. You just get everybody waters and stuff.
Yeah. They'll move the fences in if you're still shagging flies. Now batting, CEO of Booger Man Productions, Worst Videos in America.
Hey, that's my boy right there.
Booger Man!
How do he get up there and I'm shagging flies?
I do Booger Man Productions. We do local commercials for low-rent cable. Anyway, I'm a celebrity.
Are you Booger?
Who
get
are
it,
you?
Boogie!
I'm Brady. I'm shagging flies. Man, I was told that Kevin Sorbo was coming.
Yeah, Sorbo canceled last minute.
Yeah, I know that now. I'm still shagging.
Anyway, here you go, everybody. It is time for your Guadalupe Squares, a redo with an X at the end of it. So it's artistic.
The Redux.
We skipped it Friday because we were running out of time, so here it is right now. And here's your host of the Redux. It's Creepy Bergeron ups.
Thank you, Johnny. Starting at the top left corner, apparently he doesn't like rain.
It's
President Trump.
Rain, I hate. Paris rain is dumb. Also, you're an idiot, and I'm gonna rescind your credentials.
Okay.
I don't like you. You do. I've watched you. I've seen you on television. I've heard you on the radio. You do a lot of dumb things. That makes you dumb, and I don't deal with dumb too often. So get out.
Oh, sorry, Mr. President.
I don't want him to host anymore. That's it.
You're not in charge of this game, though.
Every African-American woman has to leave the press area because I yell at all of them, too.
A lot of hate.
Been handing notes or something about. And also, the reason I didn't want to get out of the motorcade and play along in the rain, because the only thing worse and smellier than a Frenchman is a wet Frenchman. It's gross, so I didn't want to do it. It was raining.
It was like our bathroom, probably.
Paris. It does. It smells exactly like the ammonia fish box stink that comes from the Hubbard bathrooms. I was just in your bathroom right there.
Oh, it's awful.
And I was looking for the dead hooker in the drain, and I know what hookers smell like, and that was one of them. If you poured ammonia and some sort of a Epsom salt all over her.
Was that Champs Eloise cool?
Yeah, the Champs Eloise is a beautiful place. We took it down, the Champs Eloise, in honor of all the victims of World War I. It's a terrible tragedy. A lot of sick old puppies there. Anyway,
go ahead
and ask your stupid questions. You're banned.
He had a birthday this past weekend. 50 years old, Tracy Morgan.
I'm 50. I'm 50.
You're a
I was
senior.
50 years old on Saturday. but I look and think like I'm 62. Thanks, Walmart. They made my brain a mess. I try.
This is the type of reporter I want. Get him in to the pool of reporters and get him asking questions. What would be the first question you would ask me, Tracy?
How you get your hair to do that?
It's natural.
I don't know what's natural or not. Looks like extension.
You're in, Tracy.
I want to be in show business.
You are in show business.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Walmart took my memories away.
Top right square. The Suns are in last place. Charles Barkley knew that was going to happen, right?
Duh. Is that how you introduce me? That's it? Charles Barkley knew that was going to happen.
Legend.
Then you say, here's Charles Barkley, but you didn't do that.
Yeah, superstar Charles Barkley.
That's crazy.
Zero
how am
titles.
I supposed to know when you talking, knucklehead, that you just introduced me?
I did. I said
yeah,
your name.
But you said a sentence afterwards. That ain't the introduction. That's you talking about.
I was talking to you. I was trying to.
I told you it was terrible. I told you asked dumb questions. I told you it was awful.
I'm starting to agree with Trump. I never said that phrase in my lifetime.
Well, do you think the Suns can pull out of last place,
Charles? The biggest problem I see with the Phoenix Suns is basically they've got nothing.
Okay. Got some young players,
they
right?
They do. But so does every junior high. Okay. And that's still not something I want to pay to see. You get a bunch of young kids playing basketball there, you could go see that at a high school game. I don't want to see that. The bigger problem is the carrot that runs the organization is terrible.
It could be.
It's a human carrot. And you can never trust a human carrot. That's a lesson for the children out there.
Wonderful.
Never ever
so
trust.
Carrot Top is out.
Yep, he's the worst human being on the planet. If you were ever to trust him, you'd be the dumbest dummy ever. Never trust a human carrot.
Middle left square. Veterans Day was yesterday, so Colonel Jessup's in town. What up, Colonel Jessup?
Ah, what up, Colonel Jessup? You should be asking,
sir,
what Colonel Jessup is up.
What Colonel Jessup is up?
It's not a question.
Two?
I told you his questions were terrible. This guy's an idiot. Colonel Jessup, thank you for your service. Thank you very much for everything you've done for America. You're a true American.
He's not real.
Unbelievable general. I've already thought about putting him in the cabinet. If he's interested, the job waits for him. Colonel Jessup could be the new Jeff Sessions.
He actually has dementia.
Don't be surprised if he doesn't respond.
I'll take that job.
Oh, no.
You know, a lot of people like to whisper that he was stripped of his medals and such from the Code Red on Santiago. If you ask me, Santiago shouldn't have even been in the country in the first place. Colonel Jessup was right to beat him with bags of soap.
And he was a terrible soldier. He was slow, and he didn't follow instructions. Mr. President, it would be an honor to serve for you.
Okay, I guess that's cool. I don't know how it works. Does anybody have a... You're hired?
Give me a pen. Just
hired. You're hired.
You're in charge.
Here, I'll give you an office. Figure it out.
You need him on that
wall. I know he does. I'll be out there watching everything you need to watch. I'm going to build the wall, and he'll need me on that wall.
Here we go.
I love the wall thing.
In the middle square, it's bag-toting Brady Bogan.
I'm all right. Nobody worry about me, Cash.
Wow.
You got to give me advice. I'll tote your bags for free.
You gonna do that in the summer too, Brady? It's gonna be
a
little hot
out
there.
There's nothing better than rich guys giving you stuff to carry for nothing. And I did that last.
No tips, no.
That senior open is where it's at. You know two words that make people think you're hip?
What's that?
Senior open.
Yeah.
There is nothing cooler to everybody than saying senior before the thing you're going to. That automatically just adds cred.
It's champions.
Yeah, I'm Bagger Vance Brady. Old Bagger Brady.
You could all go to the movies after and get a discount.
Oh, man. Golf starts in the morning. Senior event, you and a bunch of seniors making all the kids swoon.
Open up.
Go to Luby's after.
Tote their bags around for 4.5 hours. Give them their Centrum Silvers, and off we go to the early bird movies.
Anybody drop, Brady?
Man, I'm so hip and cool. I can't wait to go to the next senior. You know what the coolest thing is? Senior centers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's where the action is.
You don't know. Me and Kenny Tanigawa. That Jap golfer I was toting tugs for was great, man.
Did you get him in the RV? Take him around?
I tried. He wouldn't go in. No. He's not like Ronnie in that way. Have to get him in there. He said he didn't want to feel confined. I didn't understand what that meant, but he didn't want to go in.
You could see that local crooner at the senior center, Dallas.
Oh, Dallas. Oh, what, Dallas West.
Dallas West. The man.
Yes, man. I'm telling you, I got some street cred now. I was at a senior. By the way, there were 4 days of the senior open. I was there for two.
What happened the other 2 days?
Worn out from the two I was at. It's like Coachella for old people.
Burning.
Oh, man. We were vaping. This is the coolest event in the world. I'm all right. Senior golf is real cool.
Little right square. In a big Steelers win the other day, it's Coach Mike Tomlin.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We had a big win on Thursday. We don't live in the past. We live in the future. Standard is the standard.
Who's next?
On to Jacksonville. Going to play the Jaguars. We have some history there. We're not worried about that. That was last year. This is this year.
Yeah, they kind of sucked this year.
Brady's got a bag.
Brady's got a big bag.
Is he going to carry your bag, Mike?
I have to wait 10 more years to play in the events Brady caddies for.
You're that young?
I don't live in my fears that someday I will be in an event that Brady will be the caddy for.
You'll take advantage of it?
I will take advantage of the free labor. There's nothing better than a fat old white man carrying a black man's bag somewhere. That's progress. That's progress.
I don't know if he'll do that.
Questions?
No questions, Mike.
Brady's injured from the senior open. He got a leg, and he's going to move on.
Which leg?
Everyone else just has bones and creaks associated with playing senior golf.
Is Kenny Tanigawa in the lineup?
Kenny Tanigawa will be playing.
Wow, wow. Oh, I got a question. What do you really think of Le'Veon Bell?
Le'Veon Bell? Man. I don't like talking about it, but first thing I ask back is who?
Le'Veon Bell.
Who?
Running back.
Who?
Formerly of the Steelers.
Unimportant.
Unimportant.
By the way, he's a dick.
There you go. There you go. That's what we want
to know. Le'Veon is off the list again. He's suffering from dickitis.
Thought he reported.
No.
Not reporting.
I don't like him reporting either. I don't want him reporting either. No more reporters.
Bottom left square, it's Brady's secret square. Give us a hint, Brady.
Hi, I'm an actor. I was Rex in the Toy Story movie. I was Vincini in The Princess Bride. And it's inconceivable. I'm 75 years old.
Pretty good.
75, wow.
He's 75?
Yeah.
Bottom middle. There's an asteroid. It's headed directly towards Earth. Well, not directly, I guess. Morgan Freeman's here to warn us about those asteroids.
I'll just wait till he's ready. And
asteroids are coming.
Release.
Here it comes. Any time now.
I got your bag, Morgan.
Carry my bag around. Well, here we go. All I have to do is wait for Richard to get the music right. And then everything seems a lot better.
His head is like an asteroid.
There's an asteroid headed directly towards Earth, so if putting Toledo's gigantic head in its way.
Gravitational pull, sir.
The only thing that would save our planet is the massive structure that sits on the shoulders of one wretched Toledo. And as the asteroid gets closer, it will realize it has no chance to escape the gravitational yank of that massive Easter Island cranium known as the Toledo. I remember when I first met Toledo's head. 3 days later, I met the rest of his body.
Whoa.
We buttered him up and slid him through a few door frames. And then we scared local children, thinking that one of the Macy's Day floats had gotten loose and floated into their school. Elon Musk likes to look at his head. He looks at his head every day, thinking, how do I get my spaceship to that?
Morgan, your Nutcracker movie bombed.
I didn't even know I was in a Nutcracker.
You were, yeah, you're in a
Nutcracker. Is that right?
Yeah.
What part did I play?
I don't know.
I guess it's the narrator.
By the way, I took that sentence way different. Your Nutcracker bombed sounds a lot worse.
It takes a while for information to travel into your ears all the way through to the brain. I was reading in the news the other day that a man tried to swim around Toledo's head and failed miserably at the Northern Peninsula. Anyway, go see the Nutcracker I'm evidently in. It's fantastic.
Well, apparently not.
Or not. or go see that beautiful movie about Queen, which I'm also in.
You're in that?
I play Freddie Mercury.
Awesome job.
No way.
I do.
Now you're just lying.
That's what kind of actor I am.
Oh, you're a liar.
I play Freddie Mercury in Queen.
That's just a complete lie.
I see a silhouette of a man. Scaramouche. Scaramouche. And the Fandango. Thunderbolts and lightning. Very, very frightening. Galileo.
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 Magnifico.
All right. Bottom right.
That's proof right there.
Yeah, that was solid.
I was Freddie Mercury and Queen. By the way, that reenactment as me as Freddie Mercury and Queen, as accurate as the information in the movie about Queen. All made up. They might as well have just cast me. They paid no mind to the actual story.
But it was fun for people, right?
Fun for me. Because I've always enjoyed a fat bottom girl.
That's what we hear.
They make the rockin' world go round.
Bottom right square. He's really proud of KUPD deployment.
Oh, my God.
The boss, Trippery.
Oh, yeah.
That was unbelievable. And I have to give credit where credit is due. John, you've done something that I haven't even thought of yet. You were at the helm of an amazing charity and managed to pull it off without lifting a finger. It was unbelievable.
How?
He's learned from Reeb. Me.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
A lesson to all of you out there. If you want to do something right, get other people to do it. Brady, grab my bags.
Here you go. Let's go.
Yeah. We're headed to the senior outfit.
All right, we got Karen and Matt on the line.
Man. Oh, yeah.
Karen and Matt are there. Excited.
Karen, are you there?
I'm here.
Matt, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, welcome to a Monday Squares redo. Karen, pick one.
Let's start with Trump.
Great idea.
Chicks love Trump. How are you, Karen? What size are your cans?
Trump.
Let me say your name. President. Say your name out loud. Watch this. I used to work in a carnival. Watch. Say your name out loud.
Me?
Yes, Karen.
Say Karen.
The president. Karen what? Okay. She's dumb, which means she's hotter than most. I'm going to go 36D.
Ooh, wow. Imagine those in the rain.
Oh, my God. Big, sloppy, wet Karen boobies.
Well, you're close.
You know what my favorite town in France is? Cannes. You're 36C? What's the other one? 36D. Double? You've got a big left
one.
Yeah, there you go. This is very
presidential of you.
When has that ever stopped me?
Yeah, that's all right.
Anyway, want to go to Cannes with me, Karen?
All right, Mr. President.
This is for a trip to Cannes. Go ahead.
Hold on.
You ask your stupid question, because that's what you do.
Yeah.
Go on, ask it, Jim Acosta.
I am not Jim Acosta.
Well, you're as dumb as he is. I can't tell the difference between you and him.
True or false, the hobo spider is not an actual spider. It's a camel.
We have a huge problem with hobos in our country. We can all admit it. You step over them on a regular basis in most metropolitan areas. Very sad.
Do you have a plan?
I do. Annihilation of the hobo. What I'm going to do... By the way, there's another town in France I want to take you to, Karen. It's called Le Poussé.
I don't think that's correct.
It's a town. It's just south of Cannes. South of Cannes.
Excellent wine.
That's right. And I know a back entrance.
And cheese.
That's right. They've got a lot of cheese and wine.
Huckabee's going to have to explain
that
one.
You start at Cannes. You work your way to Le Poussé, France.
We were talking about the hobo spider. Hobo spider.
But I'm going to annihilate the homeless with these caravan people. I'm going to have a big giant ring set up somewhere in Iowa.
Take some of them. Get to Iowa?
I'm going to let them get. I'm going to get them to this border and say, "Welcome to America." We'll put them in buses. We'll drive them to my big ring.
There may be 10 left by the
in
time
Iowa.
That far.
That's right. They're falling like flies. These are not the people we. I want caravan members who can make it across Mexico. I don't want these deadbeats that are dying. I want the good ones. I want the finest of all breaker-inners.
Breaker
Breaker Inners.
That's them. Okay. The Breaker Inner Caravan. And I'm going to put the baby hobos versus the baby caravan Mexican Colombians.
You're going to start a fight club?
And then I'll start a giant international hobo v. illegal fight club. Last man standing gets citizenship. Wow. Fair? Fair? That's what people call me. The fair president.
All right, how about the question? The hobo spider is not an actual spider, it's a camel. True or false?
That's a ridiculous question. You ask stupid questions. Of course, that's not true. Camels are not spiders or hobos. Impossible at both.
All right, he
says... it's impossible. Oh, I did see a hobo with a giant lump on his back once.
He says false. You agree or
it's
disagree?
It's cold and flu season.
Karen, do you agree or disagree? That... he said false.
So he's saying false, it's not a camel.
False, it's not a camel.
The hobo spider is not an actual spider.
By the way,
it's a camel.
That
he
phrase,
says that that phrase is wrong.
False. It's not a camel is usually only said by people who are really high. Because what are you asking me for me to say, no, that's not a camel?
Disagree or disagree, Karen?
It's not a camel. I agree.
That's right.
That's exactly right. How high do you have to be that the answer to your question is no, that's not a camel? What are you looking at? Tell me.
X gets a square.
I'm sorry, you're mistaken. That isn't a camel. Stop saying it is.
Matt, you're up. Pick a square.
Lady Bogan in the sun.
In the sun. Back to the
I'm all right. Not bad. Don't worry about me. Hey, man, you got anything for me to carry?
Pork. Pork sandwiches to Porkopolis.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Got to promote my thing. You know, before a little side... before we did the squares, I had a thought in my head. I thought maybe a funnier Brady Center square would be giving away sandwiches to the veterans, Brady.
I liked it.
But then everybody laughed and said I was being a whore.
A little bit of a whore, Brady, but that's
man,
okay.
And seniors.
For a good cause.
I can't wait to be one.
Are you slinging pork yourself? You're going to be carrying the pork around?
Oh, yeah. I got bags of it in my golf sack.
Yeah,
I
got bags of pork.
I'm the best caddy ever. You get a 3-iron and a sandwich on every hole. Rip them right out of the bag. Nothing says cool quite like senior citizen. I'm getting there. Give me, and I'm shaped like that little gopher that just come out of the ground. You what you like? I like seniors. Do it better than your wife. Never seen her. Anyway.
Here's your question, Brady. All right. True or false, the oldest your mom joke was discovered on a 3,500-year-old Babylonian tablet. Do you see this on the History Channel?
Yeah, I watch it on the History Channel. The history of yo mama jokes.
Right, possibly the best question.
Your mama's so Egyptian. the Bengals doesn't make any sense in the timeline, but...
They were
around. Anyway, talk about... I wish I was Egyptian. I'd be like 4,000. My goal to be ancient.
The world's only 2,000.
Man, do I love stuff. Your mom's...
10,000.
Your mom's stuff so dry that a mummy wouldn't bang her. Mummy joke.
Maybe that was a joke. I don't know.
That was.
Dying over here.
Is that true or false?
Like the civilization. That's probably true.
All right.
Mama jokes have been around for a while. There's no new jokes. Your mom's teeth are so yellow, I can't believe they're not butter. That's a joke before the product.
All right. He says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
That's right, it is true. Oh, gets square.
Your mom's so fat, every time she turns around, the sundial says it's her birthday again.
That's classic that Brady. Clocks. Classic Brady.
Hey, what's the most important day in Egypt?
What's that?
Mummy's Day.
All right. Now we've jumped the shark.
Heck yeah!
Karen, you're up. Pick a square.
What kind of makeup do Egyptian mummies wear? Mascarsia. Yeah, me nobody worry about.
Karen, pick a square, please.
Yeah.
Tracy?
Tracy Morgan in the top middle.
I forgot I was here. Thanks, Walmart.
Looking good, Tracy.
Well, I feel good, too.
You put on a few pounds.
I put on a few pounds.
What the hell's going on? Why are you just repeating him?
Thanks, Walmart.
Cold and flu season.
It's a cold flu season.
You know what noise I hate? Merk,
merk. I bet. Does your thing still work? Can you still...
My dick still works.
Does it? That's good.
Oof. I was legally dead for 3 days and got two ladies at the hospital pregnant. It's very impressive. By the way, sorry about your wife. Oh. We've talked so long, she's pregnant. That's how it works.
How'd but you celebrate? Can get,
I got loads of baby clothes for free from Walmart.
How'd you celebrate 50? That's a big number.
Celebrated 50? I stayed off the streets. Oh, and I counted my Walmart money.
That's good. True or false, tennis players are not allowed to swear when they are playing in Wimbledon. Is that true or false? You're a big tennis fan, right?
I love tennis. You I used to play that. For years.
Did you really?
My name used to be Bjorn Borg. You know that?
Well, when you put the headband on, I can see it.
Yeah. I'm a Swedish little tennis man. I think.
You're from Sweden?
I'm from Stockholm. Verba Sleepadoption. That's right. I'm a lead singer of Ghost.
Surprised you know who they are.
I'm from Sweden. That's why.
Cardinal Copia?
Cardinal Copia. That's right. Cardinal Tracy. What was the question?
Tennis players not allowed false. To swear when they're playing in Wimbledon.
Tennis players cuss like banshees.
He says false. You agree or disagree?
I disagree.
That's nice. Right. It is true. All right, Matt, you can take Charles Barkley for the block.
Charles Barkley for the block, please.
That's crazy. Right. As always, I block shots. I block everything. I was a defensive gem. I blocked myself right out of the championship.
What do you think of LeBron being on the Lakers now?
I think it's working out just fine for LeBron.
You think so?
Because all that payday's coming up. It's fine. He don't care. Nobody does. I think the problem that the Lakers have is different than the Suns.
What's that?
Lakers have good basketball players and a terrible coach. Whereas the Suns have terrible basketball players and a Russian coach who I think might have worked at a Subway first. It was a terrible hire.
All right, here's your question.
They didn't even ask me. I should have done it.
You're not going to go work for the Suns.
Of course I wasn't going to work for the Suns, but they should have asked, at least prove they got some sort of knowledge of who should be coaching. They had somebody from the Politburo. That's hard for me to say.
You're triple.
Politburo.
The top six foods that make you fart are beans, corn, bell peppers, cauliflower, cabbage, and milk.
And carrots.
And carrots?
Man, I could never be a Russian diplomat. I just realized that. Because they'd say, hey, Charles, where you want to go? And a Russian Uber would ask me, where you going, comrade? I'd say, Politburo. And they'd drive me all over trying to figure out what I was saying. Politburo.
That's like polar bear. You say
polar bear. They'd drive me to a polar bear. I'd get eaten alive. I'd say, I go to the Politburo. I'm going to fix stuff. Next thing you know, I'm fighting a polar bear. I've done it. I beat one. Got it pregnant. That was just a fat white girl.
The top six foods that make you fart are beans, corn, bell peppers, cauliflower, cabbage, and milk. True or false?
I just farted.
Did you? What'd you eat?
Beans.
Well, that should be on the list.
Gotta be true.
Is that your answer?
Brady, you'd know this better than me. How'd I get this question?
It's true.
Yeah, he's right. Now it smells like fish and ammonia.
All right, he says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
That's right, it is true. Okay.
That's a block.
That's a block. All right, Karen, you can take Brady's secret square for the block.
That's what I'm going to do, but I didn't get Brady's clues. What are his clues?
I was in The Princess Bride. I was Vincini.
There it is.
Also, it was Wallace Shawn and Dinner with Andre.
I'm 75.
He's 75.
Come on, John.
Any ideas?
My Dinner with Wallace Shawn.
Mandy Patinkin?
Just missed. But he was in that movie.
Yeah, did that
he
hit?
Was in The Princess Bride. Yeah.
Well, all right. Congratulations. That guy just won, right? Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Don't worry about it. I knew it was going to happen that way. Even cheating. All right. Nice job. Hold on. We'll get both of you something. We'll get both of them tickets because we don't have anything. I'll just screw Mark.
Yeah. All right. Whatever they want.
Everybody wins. It's a Monday. It's Veterans
Day. What do you want? Ozzy?
Yeah, Iron we can give them all up. Give them prizes. That's what I said to Walmart. They said, what do you want? And I said, Walmart. And they gave it to me now. Now I got me a Walmart.
A Super Tracy.
And it's filled with tennis shoes and baby clothes. And television. I'm leaving. There you go. That'll do it. For your. Normally we go home after that.
Right. Can we still?
I think maybe.
You should have waited.
We hadn't done this in the 9 o'clock.
Yeah. It is Veterans Day.
We should be, yeah.
Yeah, we have to go. We should be done.
Yeah.
We have to go honor a veteran somewhere.
That's horrible right. Timing.
I have to go rock a veteran to sleep. Shh. Hush, little veteran, don't say a word.
Go do that to Mark.
Stebbings?
No, Randall.
No! Oh. See, right. Mark's not a veteran.
Right, that guy.
Mark's not a veteran.
Mark's a veteran of foreign restaurants. That's all. He's the big volleyball battles of the late 90s.
He did more than just play volleyball in the
that's
Navy.
Right. That's right. He got blown by a half girl.
A lot of smiles.
Those are the stories we got. Yeah. Yeah. Volleyball. And
yeah. His war stories are awesome. The tranny that blew him under the table in Hop-Hon.
In country.
I was in country for a while there, and this half man blew me. Oh, the hell I've seen. Peacetime Randall. But he's still a veteran, so thank you, Mark, for volunteering for that. I think we're a better country because of it. Not sending Mark to war.
Somebody had to take that BJ.
That's right. If it wasn't him, it was someone else, and that could have started a war. Mark gladly sat back and took it from that half a man. Half a woman.
They're good.
That man's vest type. That's it. There's your Guadalupe Squares. It's 98 KUPD. We've got What Would Brady Do coming up next. 98 KUPD. It's a 916, although I have to give him credit. Dale Hellestray is in the room with us once again, talking to Brady about shagging fly balls for this home run derby that this guy invented. I find fantastic.
Talk me into it.
And the chef that did that earlier this morning, he said he brought up, he's going to do a home run derby called Balls for Babies for Sick Kids. He wanted celebrities to get involved in the Dale, you want to get in the home run derby and be one of the celebrities? Brady's shagging flies at the event. And then we made the joke. He texted back. He said, "Ah, come on, Brady. I'm not famous. Sure, people know me. But if anyone asked me to caddy for them, all they'd see is my sweet ass walking away. And yeah, I work out." Nobody can believe you did this, Brady. And everybody's a little upset that vicariously representing KUPD and the Ghouls, you allowed yourself to be poured out.
He's a humble servant, John.
Common street hooker is what he was. Taking his minor penance for something that's so special.
A little dirty afterwards.
Yeah. Terrible.
This is religion talking, I think.
Is it?
Yeah,
it has something
mine,
to do with
mine,
God
mine
saying, don't say no to Kenny Yamagawa.
He's had a tough time.
It would have been a great moment, though. It would have been anti-Brady, but it would have been great if they said, all right, you're in the Yamagawa foursome.
I'm not doing it.
Pardon?
It's not a good name.
But Scott Williams.
I'm bigger than him. Brady, out.
And then you just waddle away. And then but on the way out, you reach over and grab a sandwich off the cart.
So long.
Just throw the crumbs down.
Somebody pick that up.
But anyway.
What do you like to do
that
one time?
It was close.
That you were going to leave?
Yeah, because Brady Castro was catching a flight from North Carolina, and his flight hadn't come in yet. And
you have to pick him up at the airport?
Oh, yeah.
No,
you're waiting anxiously for your business.
If he didn't make it, then
hey, you, chubby woman in the corner. I'm a boy. Get in the golf cart and go pick up Castro, the businessman.
I had to sign up at the airport.
Yeah.
Castro.
And on the other side of the sign, it says, I am somebody. Just to remind yourself that you're not worthless. Will you do it again next year?
Probably not.
Good. Why?
I've done it. Been there, done that.
And?
I'm just way too big.
It's beneath you.
I'll play in it. And
hey,
let's
have you do it at the Heatstroke Open. You like
it
so much.
That's right. Next year, you'll caddy for one of the slugs at the Heatstroke Open.
One of our
and not even the big businessmen. One of the wieners that does, like, the lowest bid.
That's a long day for me at that Open anyway.
That's right, Brady. And you're going to stay either way. You might as well lug somebody's garbage.
Come on, man. God
maybe
would want you to.
Maybe it will for the price. For the
you'll be a 4K.
Right.
You'll be a 4K. There's no price.
Money.
No.
Raise money for additional money for the Humane Society.
How are you going to do that with one group?
They pay the premium for the caddy.
Oh, they got to pay for it. See, this is the Brady Island.
Yeah.
The one that demands that there's a price on his head. Not the one that tries to, you know, gargle the nuts of Kemi Yamagawa. Meanwhile,
Kenny Tanigawa.
Nobody's heard of him. Nobody cares.
But it's kind of messed up. You'll do it for the Charles Schwab Cup or whatever, but our Heatstroke Open, you won't.
Look, I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
For free?
It wasn't. Neither are you. If you keep
you
it
want
up.
A caddy for all right. Yeah, sure, Ollie.
Jenny Yamaguchi rolls in, and you're going to start toting. What if the LPGA calls?
I get to meet Laura Davies.
I played in that.
Yeah, I know. You were in on that. They let you play in that. That's beneath you. You should be able to play on their tour. You're as good as any of those lesbians.
No way.
You look just like the big Korean girl. You'd go out there.
She's still better than
if
me.
If you went out I'd there be, in a dress.
Maybe I could get in her head.
If we put a little makeup on you and you went in a dress, you could go out there as with that Kim Suk lady. I forget her name. And no one would know. Yeah, and no one would. I forget her name. But you know who I'm talking about. Dale started laughing because he knows who I'm
She's
talking
about. She's won the U.S. Open a couple of times.
She's magic. But you would get out there and just look at people and go, ha, ha, just make that noise. And you'd be on the fourth hole before somebody said a word. That's not her. Here comes Hellestray. Here comes Hellestray. Here comes Hellestray.
See, here's my whole deal. The caddying thing is it's really not so much bothers me as a friend of yours.
Right.
It's that... That Scott Williams is looked upon as a bigger name in this town than you are.
Well,
and he got to play.
Yeah.
Scott Williams was friends with the guy that playing, and he invited him to play.
Dale, did you hear that across one of the holes, Channel 12's Mark Curtis is like, Brady? Brady's like, hey, Mark, hang on. I got to scrub Kenny Yamagawa's shaft.
Was Mark golfing or not?
Yeah, he was golfing. I yelled over at him and then went
over to
his fairway.
Of course he's golfing. Now, if you see the numbers KUPD produces versus Channel 12's nightly news numbers, we crush them. The news is dead. Curtis was in. Brady, zero respect.
And what you do is that's now how people look at 98
yes,
KUPD.
Beneath it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got to drive a harder bargain.
You quit socializing in a scrub shaft.
Sorry, Mr. Yamaguchi.
Yeah, and then your guy, DFL...
Yeah.
After the first day.
That means dead f-ing last. First day, he came in last.
Had a rough
place.
Round.
Yeah.
Dale knows his station sucks, but he still pretends
That's
like he's got points.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. That's beneath me. I'm not caddying for anybody.
Dale works at KDOS. Good Christ, man.
Listen, these are all great points. Right.
The strength he has to muster every day to lumber down here and do a show for no one. Just to stay relevant in the broadcast industry. And he won't caddy for local businessmen.
I know.
I would show up, and they say, hey, come down, we'd like you to be part of the golf tournament. It's how they probably approach. You show up, and you go, okay, what's my tee time? I got my clubs. Oh, you can put your clubs back in your car. You're going to be carrying somebody else's clubs. I'd be saying, well, who are some of the celebs playing?
Right.
Mark
VJ
Curtis.
VJ Singh won.
Mark Curtis and Scott Williams.
Scott Williams was not even in a celebrity spot. He filled a spot one of the guys.
Jesus Christ.
Because Kurt was friends with him.
That
He's
doesn't
like, hey,
make
you
it
play, Scott.
Better.
They play a lot.
Well, they didn't ask you. He didn't ask you to
friends
because
didn't even ask you to
play. I had already said I was caddying, and this was the day of.
Who was Curtis? Who was Curtis's celebrity?
I didn't even
VJ,
recognize
VJ
him.
Singh. Yeah, I'm sure it was
yeah.
VJ.
He was too dark to ask. It was something junior. He was a junior. A pro.
Ray Parker.
Wes Parker Jr.
All right. Anyway, Dale, I'm with you. It's going to bother me because he just won't say I made a terrible error and my friends took advantage of me. And you know what I want to hear you say, Brady?
You know what? You, Kenny Yamaguchi.
Next time you see him.
I would have beat you in your own tournament, jackass. You're terrible at golf.
I'm a no good at a golf. I'm a bad golfer.
Anyway, Dale wouldn't do it. He can't even pick up a pen off the ground without help. It's 9:23. We got What Would Brady Do? And we already know. He won't say no. If you got any quick hitters, you can throw them over here. Homework at 98KUPD.com or 97936. We'll get him straight. It's 98KUPD.
Would Brady do?
Dale has asked the question already, sitting in his comfortable couch that we built just for Dale.
So what did your wife pull you in that RV or what?
And the answer is?
No.
Nope, still no action in the RV. And even though it seemed like we'd settled it last week. Also, we were privy to the idea that Brady thinks Tom Brenneman would caddy for him.
In a heart.
Never, ever.
I wouldn't
ever.
Ask him.
Would Aikman caddy for you? He's your friend. You're friends with Troy Aikman, right, Dale? There's no way. Of course you would.
I thought you said he did. Did now, he caddy for you on an event?
Like a joke event.
Or
like
did you caddy for Troy at an event? You told me he did last week.
That's a legitimate caddy job. Troy Aikman's a Hall of Famer. You got to meet somebody good.
Yeah, I thought you said Troy caddied for you at one event. Okay.
Maybe his wedding. You used to have your, you still do your basketball tournament? No, you used to do that. You brought in the bigwigs for that. They did that for you. That was nice. Yeah, Brennan would. Huh? I played in one, yeah. Yeah, Michael Irvin stole the ball from me. We're on the same team. Michael Irvin stole the ball from me.
Give me that.
Like what?
Give me the ball.
Why?
I'm 40.
I'm like, 40? What does that have to do with anything? And he'd stand next to me until I gave him the ball. We're on the
I'm
same 40.
Team. 40.
Well, because he wanted to, he wanted
have
to prove...
pass it. You no, just no. Hand it to him.
It was close enough. It was like, here. He took it from me the one time. And I was hitting. I hit a couple of shots. I was like, if I hit a three, and I went up to take another shot.
Why didn't you steal it back?
I couldn't. He's very fast. Very, very fast.
He could get up.
He would have never seen you coming.
Give me
though.
The ball. Give me that. Give me the ball.
I'm like, well, we're on the same team.
Give me the ball.
All right.
Wow, now you know what the Dallas Cowboys dealt with.
I know, and then he shot it, like, right next to me. I'm like, both our defenders are here.
Give me that.
Give me the ball. Give me the ball.
And then he started to shout, I'm 40! And he's screaming up and down, I'm 40. This was before I'm 40, I'm a man. And it was because Anquan Boldin and Josh McCown and all these other guys were young, and he wanted to prove that he still got some height. He played a great game. I got to give him credit, but it was a little awful to have him on your team. I got it. I'm standing at the three-point line. He saw that I was just about to line up. Mark Lewis from Channel 12. I got this guy beat dead to rights. I go to square up the shot. There, all of a sudden, Michael Irvin's standing between me and my defender.
Give me the ball.
What? We're both wearing blue.
Give me the ball.
He was 37 for 96.
Yeah, he was a low shooting percentage, but he shot a lot.
Yeah.
Shot a lot.
Give me that.
All right. I mean, people want to watch you shoot. What do they care about me? Then I carried his bags to the car, and everything was great. It's perfect. Brady, are you ready?
Ready.
It helped you with your caddy problem. Now you help everybody else with their issues. Loads of good ones today. Brought to you by our friends at Mo Money Pawn on 12th Street and Indian School. If you want to go, they got it. If you want it, they'll take it. If you want to sell it to them, it's Mo Money Pawn, the world's largest pawn shop. I think that's a credible claim. If not, may or may not be the world's largest pawn shop.
Is somebody out there measuring?
Yeah, square footage.
Yeah.
Outside. That's pretty good. You guys win. 8 months ago, Brady, my son, who's 9, ran into my neighbor's front yard and startled their gigantic dog. Normally a super sweet dog, but I think my kid scared him enough that he turned, he wheeled around and bit him right in the face. Neighbors were super apologetic. They said they'd do anything to help. He got 7 stitches, and the kid was knocked over, and he broke his wrist falling down backwards. The bill was $3,500. I just kind of got it all sorted out with insurance and stuff. Should I go ask them for half? It's been 8 months. This is a toughie, David.
I believe if you file, if that happened on their property.
If you ran over to their dog,
yeah,
that dog can bite you.
No, they're responsible for that.
Not if you charge their property. Like if your dog's off a leash.
If there's an accident that happens on your property.
It can, but
your property has to cover that.
That's not an accident when a kid comes running towards it. Like you could go to court and basically say, my dog was contained, controlled, on a leash, and this kid came over and jammed it and attacked it.
I had this exact problem.
It's still on
when I was a kid.
What happened?
Well, my little brother, Ryan, Santa loving brother.
Yeah.
And he had a little friend that would come over, and we had a chow.
Yeah.
And the chows are really.
Right, they can aggressive.
And the little girl that came over. Got her in the face.
Right. Better if it's in your house.
So they sued.
Yeah.
They can. See, but that's the difference.
And you'll lose. And
that's
have
the
to
difference. If it's someone invited into your home or an agent of your property, you're fine. If someone charges into your yard, that's your dog's job.
But that's
you're
still.
You can get out of
the kid comes over. They played together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know? But if the kid charges a dog and he wasn't invited, and all you have to say is, of course, like, we didn't want him in the yard.
I mean, the chow wasn't on a leash or anything, so
right.
I don't know if that had something to do with it.
That's where the trouble gets. If your dog is off a leash, then you can get
But
in
it's
trouble.
At home and
right
our yard.
But if you're, because like, if your dog is in control on your property and someone unwanted comes onto your property.
But it's not unwanted. Like it was my brother's friend.
Well, that was. Yeah, yours isn't. Yours is you're going to get sued for that, and you're going to lose.
Yeah.
back to it. Again, I think half is reasonable. Rather than taking it, rather than them or you suing,
or just
neighbor,
go ask them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know that if your dog's off
then,
a leash,
then what do you do if they say no? Your kid ran onto our yard.
Then you go to court and you try it. But I think the people with the dog.
And you're going to win that.
I don't think so. I think in this particular case, if that kid.
Learner in row. Yeah. Way to go.
If that kid runs over. Now, maybe, but I know that there's laws on people who, like, run to your property and you don't want them there. If they're unwelcome on your property.
It's like the kid, I don't know, you know, you hear these cases about the kid falling at a furniture store and he was.
Right, but Brady, that's a public place, so you're inviting someone in. You have to have safety measures. If someone busts through the window of the furniture company,
that's a little different.
Then, yes. Then
remember
and they
those
get cut.
Burglars that got.
They can try to sue, yeah. But there's nothing coming from that. If you open your doors to someone, you're responsible for their well-being. If they charge in,
yeah,
if someone
so
opens your door and comes in your house and the dog bites them, you're not responsible.
Hey, here's the thing: we don't know the legal ramifications.
But I
of
actually
this.
Do know one thing about so, dogs with the leash thing. If it's on a leash and you're in control of your dog and something happens. You're still going to be held responsible to a certain extent, dependent upon how the other thing's behavior was, if it's a dog or a person.
You figure it out. I mean, hopefully it could work out, and they'd say, all right, you know what, we feel bad.
Right. They might be nice.
Cover half. The other thing is, I do what I could to make sure the kid is not traumatized for life.
It's always trying to work it out without getting lawyers involved and stuff.
But I don't know that. I think if you just barge onto someone's property and they're like, what are you doing here? And unless the dog was in the front yard by itself, unattended, then you got it. Then you got something. I don't know. That's what they said, the front yard. But if there's somebody standing there and you're on your property and somebody runs on your property, that's the dog's job. So the argument back is like, no, we didn't invite that kid over. I've never seen him before. He just came charging across the road and jammed its head in my dog's face. Got bit. That'll
happen.
How
does it work? So
we had to cover it. When I was growing up, I remember our dog, Collie, I think, bit the mailman.
Yeah. But again, a mailman is an invited person, an expected agent of your home.
Yeah, and he came back and we had to cover.
Yeah, you got
to
cover that.
My God, it was Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was the milkman ever bitten by your mother?
Milkman never got milk deliveries.
Yeah, I think there's an argument on both sides, but I think good chance you'll lose this one. Unless they said, hey, come on over, Billy, and pet the dog. And then the dog bites them, then they're responsible. But if your kid just... Teach your kids to not charge strange dogs. That's the bigger thing. Stay out of the dog's face.
So if your dog gets out of the yard... Because we had a pit bull run around the neighborhood and... after Kalen.
That is all over the owner of that dog.
Yeah.
And that dog gets destroyed. Most of the time, if it bites, it will be put down. If it's out of control, leaves the house.
Didn't have a collar on, nothing. Just wandering around the neighborhood.
Yeah, you can't have I know a lot of dog rules because I keep an eye on that stuff. If your dog gets out and is unattended, off leash, and does something, bad news for you.
It's on you.
Bad news for you. But if you're standing next to it, you're just having a nice day with your dog, and somebody comes running over and jumps in your dog's face or starts to mess it, and you're like, stop it, and the dog bites him. It's on them just as much. So there's a court case to be had if the kid was invited or not. I would still go over and ask him, hey, you guys, let's keep this
again,
civil.
I'm kind of curious on how that is, the ruling on that, because even if the kid gets into the face of the dog or something.
Yeah, there's this kid that's walking on my fence. He always walks on my front fence to the little parapet wall, and he's walking on it. I said, well, you got to get off of that. He's like, why? And I'm like, because I don't know. If you fall off the thing, I don't want you doing it. You're not invited to do it. So the warning's out. If the kid walks on the fence again, I'll be like, I warned him not to do it. If he falls off, it's on his ass now. And I asked a lawyer about that. Like, if you warn them, they're not supposed to do it anyway. You can get them for trespassing and be a real dick.
Yeah.
But they can walk on your fence, and if you tell them, stay off my fence, and they do it again, it's on them.
What if the kid says, he never told me that?
And then, well, it just becomes a he said, she said. But at that point, you just say, hey,
I told
you.
You have to serve him.
Yeah, and that's what I did. I got lawyers involved, and I said, hey, is Timmy home?
Why do you need that?
I'm serving him some papers. Your little prick won't stop walking on my parapet wall. And does she have any manners? You raise this kid to be an animal?
Scare the hell out of him.
Yeah. Well, like kids climbing trees. There was a neighborhood I lived in Tempe where this kid, Jack, climbed the neighbor's tree and fell out of their tree. And they tried to sue the people for letting the neighbors climb. You let him climb. She's like, we didn't even know he was in the tree. And they tried that you did too thing. And
you
everybody's like,
him.
No. Yeah, and they're like, we didn't. You got
garbage.
But they went over and told the parents, you got to keep an eye on your kid. That's your fault. It doesn't matter if they knew or not. Where were you? Or just don't have them. That's the best thing. Dear Brady, I have conflicting thoughts right now. I got into a fight with my mother, who was abusive for years. And I walked away saying I no longer have a family effective
effectively disowning my mother and sister. Small part says to make amends, while another says no more being made to feel like a worthless person. Brady, would you work things out or stay away and call friends who have been more supportive of you than your family ever was, Carrie?
I would just give it time. I mean, if it does come back around, but I would leave from that situation like you're doing right now. And the spirit moves you in that direction eventually.
Toxic
people. You run
people,
into them, you never know. Time can heal some stuff.
Toxic people can be family. And surrounding yourself with toxic people, whether it's family or not, is bad.
And you don't need to deal in absolutes.
Nope.
Like, yeah. Brady's right. You give it time. Something may get worked out.
Walk
down the
away.
Road.
It's like Dale. Don't walk away like Dale. It's painful. You'll like this one, too. Dear Brady, my boyfriend of 2 years just cheated on me with an ugly pregnant woman. We have since broken up. I took both of the kids, which are actually two great dogs, and I left immediately. His response was to put everything I own in storage under his name the very next day.
Oh, smooth.
He's demanding I trade the dogs, which are mine, in order to get my stuff. What would Brady do?
It's with all these legal questions.
Yeah. This is a good one,
that
though.
Sounds like definite legal.
Yeah, you need cops.
You know what I've learned?
You need cops on this
one. Then it comes down to, yeah.
Here's something I've learned recently from two friends. If you break up in a boyfriend, girlfriend, or if you're cohabitating,
right,
the person who leaves the house loses almost all the legal rights to stuff in it. It's crazy. Like, the piece of advice a lawyer would give you immediately, you break up, you stay in that house. Do not move out.
Draw a line. And
if
that
you have
sounds
to,
even worse, yeah, though.
It is.
You're
but legally,
staying there with somebody you hate.
But legally, you're giving up rights to your things.
Oh, God.
I know.
That rule's bad.
I know. It's really bad. If you walk out and say, and you get a new place to stay, you immediately have said
you forfeit everything.
You're starting the forfeiture of your stuff.
Well, hopefully, I mean, there's enough reason for some. You're getting out of there for that reason.
Right.
But so if you're leaving, like, oh, you're not going to leave, then I got to leave my place.
But if like it's abusive, you file paperwork and say I'm leaving. If there's no paperwork, you just left your stuff behind.
So you're just saying take it if you're leaving.
Take it, yeah,
don't
if
go.
You're going to leave.
Or yeah, I guess yeah, move
take,
out.
Take I'm leaving. What you want.
I'm move taking out. My stuff right
but
now.
But even in that case, if you're half owner of a house, you start to lose the rights to that, too. If you walk out. Like, legally, you can get into a real bind. I have two
the
friends.
The right to sell the house with ELOteam.com.
That's right. Call Eric. He'll get you out of this pickle. Yeah, it's crazy.
I've had that a few times, the divorced couples
yeah.
wanting to sell. And everything. It's a little weird.
Yeah, I bought one get it on done. They had a quit claim. The guy had to sign off on it.
Oh, yeah.
And he was trying to delay it, and they said, you can't
do it.
You gotta sign it.
You left. Yeah, I have two friends dealing with that right now. They thought they were doing the right thing, like, you know what? And they left their home. They got an apartment. That's it. And she found a lawyer that said, hey, guess what he just did? He kind of gave you the house.
Yeah. Some guys want to do that. My dad did that. He gave everything away when he left.
Pay for it.
He's like, the hell with it. Yeah.
Make sure there's value on it.
But I was like, you have nothing. You have nothing now. You have zero things.
Eh, well, you're going to do. I'll be in the bedroom, Eric. Don't wake me. It's not a bedroom, Dad. That's a garbage can. It's a garbage can. Dear Brady, I've been dating my soulmate since April 3rd of this year. I'm white, and she is black, and we are good looking. We try to keep to ourselves. Oh, we spelled ourselves wrong.
Uh-oh.
A-R-E selves. We try to keep to ourselves, but but the staring and dirty looks are getting to us. We didn't realize it was this bad. We'll go down the list of offenders in no particular order. Old white men, Asians, black men, women, Mexicans, other blacks, black women, white women, and all men. People claim that this is not a racist society, but let me tell you from my new firsthand experience, it is. Neither of us want to pop off, but it's getting to the point where it's close. We wanted to know what Brady would do. By the way, she's very happy that you finally added hot links.
Nice.
She is black.
I'd try to do what
would
I
say
said.
Anything?
To just, look the other way. Look the other way and it'd be fine. Because I know there are a lot of people that are fine with that, too.
Sure. But, I mean, you'd start feeling those eyes or, like, you hear the whispers or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, that if it's in an area where you're living and it's more prominent...
Maybe.
You know, I tend to find a place where I enjoy living more if I feel like I'm being bullied or shamed. Or
I like the part where you included that they're good looking because it could be a Kip LaFonda situation, and that's really what people are looking at. We're both good looking. Maybe that's what they're looking at. Turn it in your own head. Pull a Brady and put some rose-colored glasses on and think that people are looking at you because you're so incredibly attractive as a couple. Kind of like the way guys on Harleys think everybody's looking at them and thinks the bike's cool, but really everybody's going, what an asshole. Why does it have to be so loud?
She loves my purple hair. And
right, yeah.
You never
I
know.
I look good today. Look at all the heads I'm turning. I should get 14 or 15 other guys to sit and ruin this cafe. People really like us. It's the same thing. So turn it in your head to think that people are just saying, wow, that is the best-looking interracial couple I have ever seen. Lie to yourself. Otherwise, you have to confront the fact that society sucks and everyone is, deep down a bigot. They can say it all day long. I have no problem. Well, I have no problem. You look, you stare. It's like midgets. I have no problem. But you're going to look at them. I stared at what I swear to God was more rare than a unicorn. A black woman with an Asian man. They were holding hands like somebody lost a bet. All I figured was she'd had it with the big D's. She wasn't going to take it anymore. She needed a break.
Recuperate.
That's the bigot in me. I'm like, she must need to shrink wrap that thing and get it back together, and that guy's not going to do any damage.
That was my rejuvenation relationship.
She rejuvied on the Asians. Really? Me?
Yeah, baby, I want a piece of that pie.
Oh, a unicorn. I've never seen that before. Rare. All right, I'll save that one for next week, though. Nice job, Brady.
Tough not to check out. I mean, I don't know. Is it different from, you see the guy like, oh, he must be loaded.
Oh, yeah, when you see an ugly guy with a good-looking young lady.
Or we look. Versa.
Yeah. Now, if people say something, if someone spouts off and goes, race traitor,
yeah.
Then say something back. That guy deserves a good punch in the chops.
That's a ballsy move.
Race traitor! Hey. Just at the Whole Foods?
That's the 60s again, apparently.
Yeah, there's a few of them out there. But if someone says something, I mean, you look bitter and crazy if you start saying, what are you looking at? Then it seems like you're insecure in your relationship. Like when Eddie Murphy said he got off the plane and heard Texas was racist.
Leisure bags?
Yeah, those are my motherfucking bags. Matter, can a black man have a suitcase?
Jeez.
It makes you feel like you're looking for it. Don't look for it. You're a very attractive couple. They want to see your beige babies. Again, confront anybody who calls you names. Say, what was that? Something? We got a problem with that?
Or walk, I mean.
If some guy's going to come up and start barking at you.
One. Exactly.
Let him know.
Starts really getting.
Let him know. I'm not saying you got to punch him. Just say, hey, dickweed, you got a problem with this? Step up,
bruh.
Did you just encourage people to get into fights?
Hell yeah! If somebody starts screaming that kind of stuff, confront that guy. He's been too used to it. Tell you what I'll do, lover.
So
here we go.
So turn the other cheek. Doesn't apply.
Psst. When's that ever worked? Never. Survey says never.
John's for drama.
I'm not. It's not drama. If a guy's giving you drama, just turn back and go.
It's easy to avoid. The guy.
It's easy to avoid if someone's looking. If someone says something to
you. But see, whenever you get into that stuff, then all of a sudden somebody's getting shot or stabbed or.
Yeah.
That's why you carry away. You kill them. What's the matter with you? Do you understand how to fight?
What was that on YouTube not too long ago? Those hillbilly neighbor dispute. Went over there and talked to him about it. Two hillbillies come out, no shirts on, blow them away.
Never deal with your neighbors. No, I'm talking about like on the streets. If you start drama with your neighbors, that stays forever. If your neighbors
just over some stupid neighbor thing.
If every time your girlfriend comes over goes, hey, just say hi back. Like, all right, hi. Nuts, don't deal. We're moving.
She just called me.
I know, but look, if I go over there and do it, it's going to get worse. But on the streets or at the Whole Foods or some guy like, race traitor.
If that happens at the
Whole Foods. Yeah, exactly. You got to say something to that guy. He says it's happening all the time. I'm like, well, then say something.
Yeah, you're going to lose it eventually.
Yeah. Turn and go, hey, prick. F you.
But just know when you do that.
Yeah, you're going to start something.
It could escalate.
Race traitor!
I know.
I might just stand up.
Plenty of,
yeah.
Oh, you've done plenty of escalating situations I regret.
You have hit the button on the escalate. And we're going faster.
So I come from experience
I understand.
Here.
All right, there you go. That's what Brady would do. Race traitor.
Race traitor!
I want to hear it as you. Let's go stand outside the Whole Foods and do that to people, whether they're with another race or not. Just call people individuals as they wander in.
What are you doing, race traitor?
What? I'm here by myself.
I am, and I'm good at it.
Mm.
Why would people yell that out? Do it like my Meemaw. Just do it
quietly.
Breath,
yeah, do
quietly.
It the old-fashioned way.
Tell your family about it.
The way the Civil Rights Bill was intended, hidden in a corner with just your white friends. You can't put up signs anymore. That's illegal. You go home and tell your wife what you saw, and then you shake your head and go, the dismal tide, and then you're done. It's just the way of the world today. Can't believe it. These days. That kind of stuff. Anyway. That's it. We're late. That's your What Would Brady Do? Brought to you by our friends at Mo Money Palm. Metallica right there. It's 10:06 in the morning sickness and time before we get out of here for entertaining moments. And then we're leaving. The entertainment drill is brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, home of Tactical Black. I did a whole bunch of work there on Friday. It was just phenomenal. We got Doug, the sales guy, to sit in the plane while we just did all sorts of drills and stuff. I got to shoot a guy in the face. It was a bad guy, a hostage taker. It was pretty sweet. And we had a great time. If you want to get involved in this thing, you got a corporation, you're a teacher, and you're looking to get students involved, they'll recreate classrooms. Brady, you mentioned last week, they said, let's redo a club, and I'll be the DJ. They've got it all. They'll do the clubs. They've done it before. They'll do all that. And plus, with the holidays coming up, no better way to get people involved in this thing than get memberships. They got gift certificates available at reactdefense.com and get people in there. Get them a gift that could possibly someday save their life. I thought about it at Ghost, too. You look at that crowd and you're like, where do you go if this goes a little south? With all the recent terrible news, start looking around the exits. How would I get out? What would I do?
Satan would have saved us.
Satan was there that night. And that's why nothing bad happened. Lucifer, the giver of light, would have led us. Would have led us out. Whereas the other guy just gives you thoughts and prayers and says it's part of his plan for you to eat lead.
If you're a Satan worshiper and like something starts on fire in front of you, shouldn't you just jump into it?
You stand in it and go, is that the best you've got?
It's time.
Lucifer! Beelzebub! Falls on us!
This dude's crazy.
I learned that at Tactical Black.
He stands in fire and he fights back.
That's right. That's how it works, though. So, get on out there, reactdefense.com. They'll do all sorts of corporate stuff, too. Corporate events are crazy out there. And they can recreate any scenario you choose. It's awesome, and it might save your life. No joke. Check it out, reactdefense.com. Brady, entertain me.
With the California wildfire still happening, here's a little rundown of celebrities who've lost their homes.
Man, if you know this area, like jumping that hill at Thousand Oaks and Calabasas, this is where Johnny Carson used to live. It's down closer to the water, but not too far. Paradise Cove, where they filmed American Pie 2, is the beach I used to go to all the time. They've got this really cool bar on the PCH that's there that I think has been evacuated, that whole area. We're talking about $40 and $50 million houses that are right down on that water that are real close to this thing. This is horrible.
This is all like north of L.A.? Or?
A little bit. You go north. It's technically kind of northwest because L.A. sits south of it. But it's, up the PCH. All that beautiful drive up the PCH where you go down Malibu. It's stunning.
Gerard Butler.
Man.
Camille Grammer, Robin Thicke, Fred Durst.
All their houses are gone.
Neil
Fred
Young.
Durst. Yeah.
Yeah.
And some money.
He had,
at one point.
He had a little sense of humor about it. He had a picture of him holding just a couple of
remnants of the old house. Yeah. Oh, we're not screwing around with some.
The Bachelor Mansion was also hit.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Sorry, Joe.
Mostly survived.
Well, they'll find another.
Stars whose homes escaped the flames, Caitlyn Jenner and Flea.
Yeah.
They said there's...
They've been living together for a while? I didn't know they lived together.
No, two separate houses. Yeah. But a neighbor stayed in both cases and defied the evacuation orders. And they put out little fires with a garden hose. As it was getting close.
Yeah, I've been watching a ton of the LA news channels because I've got those on my satellite. That is,
and you got people calling to check in on other...
Hundreds missing in both the Paradise North fire and this Malibu fire. 31 are dead, as the last I saw.
And I saw yesterday...
Hundreds missing.
And now that they're missing, they're bringing in people after the fire has passed by. Everything from forensic scientists to anthropologists.
Yeah, it's horrible. And if you don't realize we're not talking about some isolated area like, you know, way out in the woods. This is the heart of Malibu. This is, I mean, it's a heavily populated area.
When Kathy Bates agreed to return to American Horror Story, The Apocalypse, she didn't know her character would become a Satanist. She got a script, saw they wanted her to pray to Satan. Wasn't cool with that.
Even as an actress?
Yep.
Hmm.
She says, I'm not praying to Satan. I was quite serious about it.
Your character can't do it?
I'm a cancer survivor, and I'm not going to screw around with that.
You're an American Horror Story. You've been doing all sorts of occulty stuff.
She's still pretty evil in that. I've been watching that. This
I know
season.
It's interesting. She, you know, that's where she's like,
she just won't do the praying on camera. Okay, I guess
that's dumb. The stuff she's done on that show is all occulty, bad,
pretty vicious. Yeah.
And all of a sudden she's like, "Well, I got to draw lines."
The People's Choice Awards went down yesterday at the new home.
Oh, what did the people choose?
Television.
Who have the people chosen, Brady?
Keeping Up with the Kardashians, favorite reality show.
Right.
Khloe was the reality TV star.
Ugh.
Avengers Infinity War, one favorite movie and favorite action movie of 2018. ScarJo won the favorite female movie star.
For what?
Black Widow.
Really? There hasn't been a better one last year than that?
Black Panther won 2 awards.
Had to.
Chadwick Boseman won favorite male movie star.
The people loved it. $1 billion.
The Spy Who Dumped Me, favorite comedy movie. 50 Shades Freed, favorite drama.
Wow, the people suck.
The Incredibles 2, favorite family
Who's
movie.
Who's voting on this? The Lonely People's Choice Award?
Yeah.
50 Shades Freed is the worst of the Shades movie, and they're horrible. All bad.
Best drama, too.
There wasn't a better one this year?
Come on.
This is a Lonely Housewives voting thing. That's terrible.
Alicia Silverstone is catching a little heat. She has her 7-year-old son, Bear. He's never taken medicine in his life, and she says he doesn't need to because he's a vegan like me. She says he can get sniffles and a runny nose, but he's not down. He still goes to school. 2 times in his life, he has been like, Mommy, I don't feel good, and it was only for a few hours.
We worked with that lady whose kids would get really sick, and she refused to take them to doctors, remember?
Yeah, that was
They're
more
still
of
alive,
a religious
which shocked
thing.
Us all, yeah. Wow. We thought for sure they'd be dead. They'd come to work sometimes because she'd have to show up to work. And these kids were on the doorstep. They're done. Like, the one kid had strep throat, pneumonia and stuff. No doctors. No medicine. If it's dying, that's because God wants it to. And she was pretty normal until you started talking to her about that. And those kids lived.
Yep.
Well, as far as you know.
No, I saw her at the store once. Her kids were alive a couple years ago. They were in their 20s.
They could be gone
now.
Yeah, now
I think they're...
No, they could be dead. They could be dead now.
One might be married and have...
Yeah. To a doctor.
They learned their lesson.
Yeah, I'm not doing this anymore. Technically, I'm not going to the doctor. She just gives me stuff at home.
Could you imagine that, though? Like, so then you get older and you can make your own decisions and you're like... If you look back on that and think, God, that was nuts. I ain't doing that.
How in the world, yeah.
Would
world
you be kind of pissed at your parents, like, raising you that way?
How can you look at your kids and go, nothing for you? But it hurts. Sorry. What if they open a vein or something? I asked her that one time. What if there's an accident?
Do they try homeopathic stuff?
Some.
I think so.
Like weeds and
they pray.
Roots and berries.
They pray it away.
And prayer.
That's not, yeah.
A lot of prayer.
That's very true.
We had a celebrity die over the weekend. Douglas Rain.
Oh, love that guy.
Doug Rain.
Doug Rain was cool. I don't know who the hell
he was. He was 90. He was the voice of Hal the computer on 2001 Space Odyssey.
That's his claim to fame? That's what he's got?
Pretty
That's
good.
Huge.
That's better than a lot of people. Hey, a lot of people die and are like, nothing. At least he had Hal.
It's true. Is that it? He didn't get in any other movies or nothing?
What more do you need?
He didn't get to play
That's
a computer
big.
And
That's
something else.
That's the mountaintop
else.
Right there.
He also was Joshua in War Games.
He's typecast as a computer voice.
Would you like to play a game? He was Stephen Hawking's best friend through life. The computer passed away. He logged off.
He did.
November 10th, 2018. That's the way it was. Anyway, we're all done. You guys have yourselves a fantastic Monday. Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we're all out of here.
Come on out to Porkopolis.
Oh, that's right, Porkopolis.
I'll be in Chandler from 11 to 1, hanging out there for lunch. And then,
when am I going?
6 to 8 up at Porkopolis Scottsdale.
Are you going to that one, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be both.
I'll be out there, handing out Sammy's. Beautiful.
Eric, all right. Come on by.
Yeah, come on by.
I got to go to a tire place to get new tires.
Oh,
all
what
day?
A thing. Yeah.
You know how long that takes.
Yeah, that can take a long time.
God, you hate veterans. All right, 98.
Here's the deal. 98. What's the worst that can happen? Right? Right?